Good evening, wonderful people. Great to be our friends wherever you are on this planet we call Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 16th day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. We are coming to you live and direct from Vienna in Austria with the time now at approximately 10 minutes past 8 p.m. here in Vienna in Austria, 10 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land, 10 minutes past 7 p.m. also in London. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you in the far eastern part of the world, that this is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are getting through to the entirety of humanity. Wherever you have Biafran people in the world, they are listening to Radio Biafra this moment. And how are they listening to Radio Biafra? There are many ways through which you can join us. There are many ways through which you can participate in our service today. Because on Radio Biafra, unlike any other, here we worship Chukwu Abiama. A journalist asked me today, why do you mix religion with politics? We told him that you cannot remove God from the lives of the people of Biafra. That Chukwu Abiama is central, is critical to our existence as a race. The reason why we are created is to worship God in truth and honesty. That is why the two must go together. You can worship anything you want to worship. Nobody stops from doing so. But for us, and as long as we live, we must worship the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama. That is why every praise, every honor, that is why every name that can be lifted up so high is that of Chukwu Abiama, no other. That is why we magnify, that is why we honor, that is why we bless his holy name now and forever. That is why on this very platform, we are not afraid to say who we are. On this very platform, our job is to return the children of God back to him, to remove them from the blanket of darkness and return them into light from whence they came. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. It is a privilege, it is an honor. I consider it a unique opportunity to serve the wonderful people of Biafra in this very capacity. My prayer, morning, noon, and night, is that Chukwu Abiama will be merciful enough to keep his promise to us, the same way we pledge to keep ours to him. That as long as we are involved in the running of the affairs of the people of Biafra, that we must remain without fear before our enemies, that we will speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death, that we will help those who are unable to help themselves, that we will defend the defenseless, that we will do no wrong before the sight of Chukwu Abiama. As long as we keep to this creed, there is no way that Biafra will not come. That is why we ask everybody involved in what we are doing to understand the importance and implications of pursuing Biafra in truth and honesty. We are truthful, and here we preach the truth without fear or without favor. Very, very important we understand this. That when we say to you that we are incorruptible, what it means is that we cannot do anything, we cannot involve ourselves in anything that will bring dishonor or disrepute to what we are doing. We cannot do it. We will not speak to any politicians. We will not dabble into the zoo politics. We will not allow ourselves the liberty of failing. We are not at liberty, I hasten to add, to mess this whole thing up. People's expectations have been raised all over the world. It is incumbent upon us to deliver. and we shall do so. If this is your first time of listening to Radio Biafra, we are in a town hall meeting in Vienna, in Austria. Before coming to Vienna, in Austria, I was in Germany. Before that, I was in Belgium. Before that, I was in the Netherlands. Before that, I was in Switzerland. In each of these countries, this very gospel was preached. The same gospel that will lead us from darkness into light. The same darkness that will lead us away from idolatrous worship towards the praise of Chukwu Abiama, who only is worthy to be praised. We are making it very clear to all and sundry that what we are doing is something never replicated in the history of freedom fighting. That the fight we are engaged in is a just one, and there is no way we are going to fail. Anybody listening to Radio Biafra via satellite, anybody listening via www.radiobiafra.co on the internet, anybody listening via tuning app, anybody listening via biafrarestoration.com, anybody listening via peopleofbiafra.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, you are welcome to the home of truth. The whole world listens to Radio Biafra. And here we set the agenda for political discourse, especially in the abominable contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We have one thing in common, all of us that believe in Biafra. One thing is we have in common: a pathological hatred for Nigeria. I cannot begin to put into words how much I hate Nigeria. People don't understand it. God in heaven is my witness. If I had a nuclear bomb, I would go to the zoo and I would detonate it there. That is how much I hate the place. I despise it. With every drop of blood in my body, I will walk towards the total dismemberment of that zoo. That by the time we finish, Nigeria will no longer exist. That name will wave goodbye to it. The same way Yugoslavia is gone, that Soviet Union is gone, that same way will the word Nigeria be obliterated from history books. Nigeria is a reminder that black people are stupid and foolish. Nigeria is a reminder that colonial mentality actually seeped into our bone marrows. As somebody reminded us this morning, when somebody from Nigeria prays and says, "Oh, God bless Nigeria," you are making a mockery of God. God can only bless something that it created. I learned that this morning. God did not create the zoo. Therefore, there is no way God can bless it. It's impossible. Impossible. That hopeless entity that people today say they are very proud to belong to was created by a white man. His name is Frederick Lugard. This man is not from Biafra land. This man is not Hausa Fulani. This man is not Yoruba. But there are some people from black Africa who are willing to go to war to defend what a white man created out of their own subjugation. The reason why the zoo was created was to subjugate you. You did not create it. A white man did. You asked the white man to go. The white man left and went back. But you retained every vestige of subjugation left in the hands of the tyrannical few. Those who can read and write, claiming they are PhD holders, but lack rudimentary, or what I would call common sense. They don't understand how to structure a society. Our forefathers, we are better political thinkers and philosophers more than the fools that gave us the zoo called Nigeria. They couldn't have come up with Ebeberu Gobere, in case Ebeberu can go quiet. Never in their lives. Instead, what they did was to surround themselves with the military and the police. Instead, what they did is to ensure the subjugation of their own people by bringing money abroad and banking it abroad. And people are wallowing in abject poverty. There are many things wrong with the way that a black person reasons that sometimes I wonder. I wonder if some of them are human beings at all or not. I wonder seriously. I don't think so, in my opinion. There is no need, there is no reason why they got independence from a country where the police do not carry guns on the street. Upon becoming independent, these band of vandals and animals created a police force. A police should be a civil service, not a force. It's civilian. They created a police force. They created mobile police, the riot police. They created the army. They created the navy. They created everything you can think about, the air force. They created all this rubbish in order to perpetuate themselves in power, in order to continue lying to you, in order for them to master everything there is to do with violence, to kill you and to subjugate you. The white man came, turned us into slaves, subjugated us, took away all our natural resources, and when they were going, they gave power over to a set of black people again, continuing even worse subjugation of their own people. And you're telling me these people are human beings? Is that what you're telling me? That somehow black people in Africa are normal people? Yes, is that what you want me to believe that? If they are normal, they have to prove it. The only way for you to prove that you're not a monkey is by going and getting Biafra. If Biafra doesn't come, you are an animal. Biafra is the only justification you have to exist as a human being. Anybody saying that they are, he or she is a Nigerian, that person is worse than a fool. A journalist asked me this morning here, why do you call them animals? I said, because they accepted a name given to them by somebody else. Only a dog and a cat can do that. A white man came from Scotland, said your name is Nigeria, you accepted it without asking questions, which goes to show that your brain is not working properly. Had your brains been working properly, you would say, no, that this is my name. After all, you answer Ahamefula. My name should not be lost. By answering Nigeria, you have abandoned your name, you have abandoned your traditions and your heritage. That is what Biafra is here to reverse. Everybody can gang up against us if they wish. But we want to make this victory in such a way that everybody who is a Biafran will worship God forever and ever. Because the delivery of Biafra from bondage, the extrication of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, from that very abominable entity, will indicate to you once and for all that indeed Chukwu Abiama is a Biafran. The world is about to see something they've not seen before. That Biafra must emerge. We must come to exist. We are not going to ask for anything that doesn't belong to us. We are not asking for any territory or resources. All we are asking them to do is to leave us alone. The same way we were before the British came. We have the documentation to prove that we never gave the British the consent to form one Nigeria in the first place. We have the documents. The documents we signed with them was to trade with Royal Niger Company. We never gave them the consent to go and form Nigeria. This is one thing that the so-called band of Nigerian intellectuals never ever bothered to ask themselves, including the Yorubas, Wole Soyinka in particular. Did we give our consent to Lugard to go and form Nigeria? The answer is no, we did not. Where did they derive the authority to go to form that zoo? Why did they hand over to a group of black men that continued the same slavish mentality impacted upon them by their masters? No wonder they are incapable of civilization. They are incapable of human development. Rewanu Lookman, I understand, is here. Is that not correct? Yeah. The son is here, dancing from one nightclub to another, making prostitutes very, very rich on your money. And some of us go to that nightclub to go and clean that nightclub to be able to feed and pay house rent. That money is coming from your land. Rewanu Lookman is here in Austria with money stolen from Biafra. Him and the children are living it large, having fun. In the morning, we will go to the nightclub where the son went to party to go and clean that nightclub that we can get money to feed. Do you now see why I say that there's something wrong with us? Only an animal can allow that to happen. Not a sensible human being. Why do you think everybody revolted in the world? That is a sign of civilization. When you revolt against any oppressive regime or system, that is a sign that you are now matured as a human being. Or else you're an animal. You are an animal. When we preach the gospel on Radio Biafra, we tell you the truth. If you have any counter opinion, you present it. People shouldn't look at us and say, oh, you are insulting us. No, I am telling you the fact. The fact that you're a Nigerian means you're an animal. Only an animal can accept a name given. Is that true or false? Then every Nigerian is an animal. We preach the truth here. They don't know what is coming at them. As I will keep reminding them, before we came, nobody could tell you the truth this way. Now that we are here, they can't tell you. We are not here to pamper you and put cream on you. If you have a problem, we cut it out completely. Surgery. Cut out the problem. We don't dress the wound. We cut out the rubbish and throw it away and heal you properly. And you survive. Than nursing an injury or wound that never improves. We are here. Do you know how shameful it is for a grown-up man from Biafra land to abandon the father's compound? I am the first son of my father. My father never abandoned his father's compound, but I did in order to survive. If something happens to me abroad and I don't go home, what happens to my family lineage? My own branch is closed. Do you know why our land is the way it is? When the white man came, our forefathers never gave them the first son, because the first son is the custodian of our way of life. They always gave them second to the last. They say, my second to the last, almost finished. We gave them all people that came, servants that came. You will be amazed. I don't want to make some people feel bad. Everybody in those days that acquired very high education is not Madiala, number one. Number two, they are not the first son. Go and check it out. They went abroad and copied rubbish and brought home. That is why you're here today. If Nigeria is working, we will be here today. The fact that we are outside in such large numbers, including those I'm seeing today, means that the zoo is not working. It has not worked for over 50 years. When is it going to work? When? Somebody should tell me. When will it work? They say a fool at 40 is a fool forever. I don't know what is a fool at 50, what it is. Maybe a fool at 50 shouldn't even exist in the first place. This is Radio Biafra. We have a telephone line here. We are on Skype, on Viber, and on Tango, should you wish to contact us. We run a live interactive session to allow people to express their views and their opinion. This is the only broadcaster from Africa. Here in Vienna, Austria, is Radio Biafra this evening. Radio Biafra is the only broadcaster indigenous to Africa running this type of program anywhere on this planet Earth. There is no other place where you can lift up your phone, regardless of where you are in the world. You will call us and the whole world will hear your voice. You put your question to us and we will answer you in truth and honesty. We make things happen because we are Biafrans. We have style and we have taste. It's not our fault that we are blessed by God. Not our fault at all. We are now going to utilize all of those talents. Do you know how many people I come across on my travels, what they can do for their country? You do not know. Plenty. Those of them that doubt the efficacy of my travels and why I have to be in one country after another. Do you know the type of people we are meeting and what they are prepared to do for their country? Only if you knew. Only if you knew. I continue to welcome each and every person. And as we welcome you, you welcome other people as well. This is Radio Biafra. We are here in Vienna, Austria. The time now approximately 8:30 PM in the evening, 7:30 in Enugu in Biafra land, 7:30 in London in the United Kingdom of Great Britain. We are here to serve you in truth and honesty. We hope that by the time we leave Austria by tomorrow, that you will go back and keep reflecting. You will go and bring your friends and your family and make Austria as formidable as it can be. For Biafra, Biafra is the only thing you have. The only thing you have is Biafra. This is the only way you can worship God and God will hear your prayers. If you like, go and try and see. Only through Biafra. There is no other way to worship God if not Biafra. Their churches are empty. Have you asked yourself why? Do you know why the churches are empty? They're selling some of them. Do you know that? Are they not selling their churches here? We do not change. They may change, but we are the children of God. We don't change. Because the sun rises from where we come from. Time began from where we come from. Humanity, as we know it, started from where we come from. That is why nobody talks about Biafra. Nobody. They talk about Rwanda, about the genocide in Ivory Coast, in Liberia, all those places. Nobody dares mention Biafra. Because Biafra is bigger than all of them put together. They know it very, very well. But Biafra is coming. And with it, hell as well. Anything stupid enough to try to stop us, we see you in hell. Or wherever you choose to meet us. We are not going to go back. We have come to fight, not to make peace. Biafra must be forged in battle. As I said before, and I'll keep saying every blessed day, any Biafra that is peaceful, negotiated, count me out of it. I don't belong to such rubbish. I want to fight, if need be, die for my country. That would be the most glorious way for anybody to die anywhere. After all, you go to the church, don't you? Jesus died at age 33, didn't he? Eh? And he's your Lord and Savior, yes? At the age of 33. Most of you are past 33, yet you're afraid of going to war. This is Radio Biafra. Please, starting from our coordinator here, you will each tell us where you come from and your name. We take it in turns. The first set will say so, and then we'll go and bring the news headlines. Then we'll continue from there. We want to make it as crisp and as compact as possible to allow everybody here to speak their mind. Please, and restrict yourself to 1 minute in the introduction. When you get up to speak, 2 minutes. So you can even speak as many times as possible, but only 2 minutes at a time, please. You may go ahead. Your microphone is off. Is off? Is it on? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Ikechukwu Ife. I'm from Azia in Ihiala Local Government, Biafra Land. I am the coordinator of Biafrans in Austria. And I want to tell everybody listening to today's program to tune in and listen to the gospel for the day. Thank you, Director. Yeah, welcome to Vienna.
Thank you very, very much. The next person, please. You queue up, please, as you're coming, one after the other. I am not a bishop or archdeacon, but here you receive the Holy Communion because we bring you Biafra in truth and honesty. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world that are listening to this Radio Biafra now. Good morning, good evening, and good day, wherever you are, all over the world. My name is Kingsley Namde Onwumero, National PRO of Biafrans in Austria, Indigenous Pro of Biafra in Austria. So, all Biafrans all over the world and the lovers of freedom and the friends of Biafra, stay tuned and receiving today's broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next person, please. The next person, please. Go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans, all over the world. We say good morning, good afternoon, depending on where you are. My name's Michael Onyeka Chukwu Arinze from Akumazi, Omocha, in Biafra land. Thank you. We say welcome to today's broadcast. Enjoy the broadcast.
Thank you very much. The next person, please.
Good evening, good morning, good night to every Biafrans in all parts of the world. My name is C.K. Chukwu Onwara, former coordinator of Biafran in North Sierra. I will love to say that wherever you are, try to listen to us and try to help us to form a formidable nation which will be of benefit to all mankind. Director, I once more welcome you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Ifeanyi Okafor. Because I'm thanking everybody that is here today and people that are hearing us. It's not easy to see this day, but God make it possible for us. And we are thanking our director that is here today. At least we know who he is. Somebody like me, I never see him before, but today is the fact that I'm seeing him. So, director, you are welcome in Austria.
Thank you.
We are near back. Nothing is going to happen. And we are going to get Biafra in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Please.
The Biafra Queen. I make a land in Biafra. I'm Simon Adizuma from Akpo, Anambra State. I'm a member of Biafra. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. As my brother just used our local language to greet all of you, I think it's a good opportunity for me as well. Abumonye Isuochi. La Omonochi, Elojie. Nabia State, Alabi Afra. Eba obulu nu no. Ala ma ade unu biko. Biko tinye nu uchu unu na ihe ula na ekwu na ihe gbasara Biafra. Owo bo dai ni ne. Owa ala nai. It's our mother's home. It's our father's land. We should stand up and do everything possible in order to see it come true. It is only an idiot. We sometimes, I would say the majority, do sometimes keep their mind somehow misleading themselves. Not they are not saying the truth to themselves. If we all see ourselves as a man, telling ourselves the truth, I don't think you people still need more information, more evidence to stand up and rise up and fight for your rights. Please, my people, my pen anyun. Enough is enough. Ndi wansi ha na chi anyi. Unu ma agudu ma ede. Ma na oru ala ala nnu unu. Unu uri iti. Iti bore bo. Unu nile na anu hen nyoku. Mana nsogbu adin anyi ga emecha hu mgbe ahụ o ruru a ma ndị nwe obodo.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ndị bịa okenye m unu ndị Biafra.
We are not running an Igbo program here, please. This is Radio Biafra. Biafra comprises people who are not Igbo. We must be conscious of that, please.
Yeah, okay.
When the time comes, we go into speaking our various, like, but for now, we want humanity to hear us. So English is better.
Mr. Coordinator Nnamdi Kanu. Because I want a man who will see you. I'm not going to deny my identity. What I go and argue with you, I'm not going to change it. So, Ibo,
no. Listen.
So I want a man who will see you, but not come on. I'm not.
No. It's not that. It's not that. That is something we need to be able to understand.
Yeah.
I love Ibo.
Yeah.
Maybe more than you do. But the thing is that we are trying to communicate. Biafra that Ojukwu declared, not me.
Yeah.
Comprised of Ibo, Ibibio, Efik. He has a joy in it. Ishekri and Urobo. How can you say that this is their radio station if they cannot hear what you're saying? It's not like we run an if we run a separate Ijo program or Ibibio program or Ishekri program, then when we run Igbo program, we can speak all the Igbo in the world. There is no problem. Okay. But right now we are broadcasting to the world. We are in Austria, is that correct?
Yeah.
Don't you want Austrian people to understand our problem and our plight?
Please. Yeah,
please give another person. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My name is Ndubisi Anakwe from Agata local government area, Anambra State, in Biafra. Like I said yesterday, Biafra will always stand. Because our great-great-father and our great-great-sisters have fought for this Biafra and they spread their blood for Biafra. So we will never allow what they have did for the good work they have did for Biafra, for the good effort they have put in Biafra to go in vain. As long as this Biafra have named Biafra, we must stand and we must fight and we must succeed and gain this Biafra back from the hand of the zoo, from the hand of the Boko Haram people that call themselves the Hausa, the tout, the lowest tout on this earth that killed, that corrupted and killed my grandfather with the British and the Americans. So today, my fellow Biafras, I'm telling you all to be strong and be strong in mind and be strong in your hope and be strong in everything we are putting together to make this Biafra stand. And believe me, Biafra will stand in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Amen. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, my fellow Biafrans all over the world listening to us from Vienna, Austria. Mr. Director, you are welcome to Vienna. My people of Biafra, I just want to thank every one of us that have contributed one way or the other to make sure that Biafra stands. Oftentimes when we hear about Biafra, it's like a story, but it's something that concerns each and every one of us. Honestly speaking, we can see that there is nothing we can hold on to that is not Biafra. Because here in the diaspora, we see that we are not even welcomed and there is no place like home. If we look into our stories and history, we will see that one member of our family must have been killed during the Biafran war. So it is time for us to rise up and wake up, support the move to restore Biafra. In any way you can do it, no matter how little it is something, it is a reality. It is no more a dream, but it is a reality. So let us wake up and support every move to make sure that Biafra land stands. Thank you very much. My name is Chukwunonso John Ezilebuneme Ezendoka. I am from Ezinifte Agwata in Anambra State, Biafran land. Thank you very much and welcome once again, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well spoken. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, my wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are. We will say welcome again once to our daily broadcast. My humble Director, you are highly welcome in Vienna. My name's Anuze Francis. I'm from Ihituboma. Ihituboma is Imo State, and Imo State is in Biafra land. Once again, I don't want to overflog issues. We all know why we are here.
and I don't believe in what is the big size, the size of a signpost. What matters is that right up there. I believe a tree cannot make a forest. We must be able to achieve this. And I believe as we all gathered here, we try to be a good ambassador of Biafra land. Wherever we go, we preach a good history. We tell people who doesn't know that some people who has been falsified with the history of Biafra. They don't know the history of Biafra. Even their forefathers who did not even see, who did not even be in the war front. Maybe most of them are in the toilet when the war was going on. But they come out and started telling a nonsense story about Biafra, telling a nonsense story about Ojukwu. I advise you all, make yourself comfortable. Go and make a research and find where you come from, so that you'll be able to know that you should be proud of where you come from. Once again, as I said in the first place, I wouldn't want to waste time. We still have time to talk on it more. Director, I still thank you and also pray that the Chukwu Abiyama who brought you to Vienna will also lead you home safely. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafra from all over the world. My name is Sokori Panterion Chinedu. I'm from Enugunanka in Olumba North local government area, from Biafran land. I'm so happy to be here because this is my second time of being in a midst like this. But I must tell you, my brothers all over the world, that is really confirmed in spirit, because I believe Chukwu Abiyama, he never disappoint me. I confirm it, and it is real. It's coming to pass that children of God must be home very soon. Mr. Director, the God that started this with you must lead you everywhere you are going to see that all this, your work, will come to an end with happiness. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We are going to proceed, first of all, to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Then after that, we shall open the floor, and you have, even our brother wanted to speak, but I want us to debate that issue. When you hear something like that, you don't let it go by. You debate it. Is it right for people to come? Of course, once in a while, we allow people to speak Igbo. It's normal, it's your tongue, it's your language. If your English cannot flow very well, you mix Igbo in it. It doesn't matter. Anything you want, you can speak. The reason why we are speaking English is because we want the world to hear our cry. Before you, they said there was no support international. Is that correct? They blamed Ojukwu. There was no support. Now we want to gain support internationally. How can we get it in Igbo language? When even your children don't speak Igbo. Do your children speak Igbo? How many? Some of you. So even the father can stand here and be talking in Igbo, and the child will not hear what the father is saying. You see? So that is why. We'll debate that later on. We now are going to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Nigeria in the zoo. They are talking about inflation for the very first time. Inflation has hit 8.2% in June, the highest in 10 months. I thought that inflation was running at over 1,000%. And even is only a paltry 8.2%. Where they got that from, we do not know. But that doesn't concern us. It doesn't. But we shall touch upon it to try to educate Biafrans as to what it means to run economic policy. Because if we say something here now, they'll copy it. We talked about how we're going to run a car credit system in the new Biafra. The next day, they announced it that they're going to, Nigeria is now launching a car loan scheme. If you're working, you can bring your documents and come and take a brand new car. Since that day, we don't want to teach them about economics again on the air. But this evening, we'll try to explain what is inflation and the damaging effect it could have on you, especially in the new Biafra. Our voiceless, without oil income, maniacs survive as loyal citizens. Without oil income, the zoo is over. We are reporting on that this very evening as well. Boko Haram has killed another 44 people. Burn churches and kidnap women and children in a fresh attack. 44 more. How many yesterday? 60. At least the figures is coming down. Today is only 44. They are burning your churches. But their mosques are still intact. Do you know the reason why There is no Islamic militancy anymore as it used to be in India. You don't know why. There is a mosque called the Ayodhya Mosque. The Hindu fanatics use their bare hands to tear it down. The mosque is nearly, I don't know if it's 1,500 years old. Very old. They use their bare hands to tear it down. To show what will become of anybody attempting terrorism. But because their own mosques, nobody's touching it. When they burn your churches and kill you, your people, oh, be law-abiding. Why don't, no, don't do anything to cause trouble, Bill. But the person is killing you. So when Hitler went into Britain, had Churchill come and said, be law, why did the British people throw away Chamberlain? Chamberlain went to Munich and came back with a white piece of paper saying there's going to be peace in our time, that he signed a deal with Hitler regarding the Sudetenlands on their incursion into Poland. Why did this Austria resist Nazism? We went through a street today. They said the person that the street was named after was investigated and found to be a Nazi sympathizer. Is that correct? They changed the name, isn't it? What's the name of that street again? Who was with me today? The university. You know the, that road. Something ring. University ring. Hmm? Exactly. It used to be somebody else's name before. They changed it. Why? Because evil is evil. But do you know that in Enugu, there is a place called Ramat Park. In Omuahia, they named Queen Elizabeth Hospital after Murtala Muhammad. Do you know who is Murtala Muhammad? He's Abokid for sure, yes? He was the one that murdered you in Asaba. Slaughter. Killed you in Asaba. Lined up all the men and shot all of them in cold blood. With Ikemwachukwu supervising. The one leading you to that, the confab. The man has a park named after him. Go on is an Igbo chief. After killing 3.5 million, they made him a chief in Igboland. Here, somebody is a Nazi sympathizer. They stripped him bare and renamed the street after something else. Boko Haram kills you, burns your churches, and you're going to Yoruba church to go and pray and fast and give them tithe. For isn't that stupid? Hausa Fulani is killing you, and you're running into a Yoruba church to go and pray and fast that a Hausa person may leave you alone. Amazing. I don't even know who I despise the more, a Nigerian or a Biafran going to a Yoruba church. I don't know who I hate more. I don't even know who I cannot stand the more. If you are bored, you want to socialize, you go and call your neighbors and start dancing every Sunday if you want to do so. You go to a Yoruba church to go and kneel down and the Yoruba man will pray for you, a woman. Hi. May God have mercy on your souls. They have killed another 44, burnt your churches, but their own mosques are still standing because you're law-abiding citizens. Flood overruns Oduke layout in Onitsha. I thought they said the governors are doing very well. Peter Obi Nnamdi and Emeka Afuma, oh, they are working hard. Leave them. Ordinary flood. There is a drainage here in front of this hotel that runs here, perpendicular to this place, outside. Do you know why it's there? Do you know why that thing is there? You think it's for fancy? It's a storm waterway. When there is flooding, all the water goes in there so that you don't drown. Whilst you are in Austria having fun, whilst you are in Vienna admiring the tram system, the beautiful transport network, the well-manicured lawns, and all the beautiful, well-maintained classical architecture. This is the home of the Habsburg Empire. Is that correct? It's the capital of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, of the Habsburg family, where Mozart composed his music, the place that gave the world classical music. is here at Vienna. In fact, it's a heritage site, isn't that correct? UNESCO. You know, I'm a learned man. I'm educated. All the money that my father spent on me was not in vain. You are here having fun, but your own village, there's no road to go back. It's here now. There's no more road there. So all that money we make from cleaning the nightclub that the one who Lukman's son goes to, we can't even take it home because there's no road. We read this news in the morning. We bring it to you again. There is a group that is now backing United Kingdom's move to probe politicians' links to Boko Haram terrorists. Ibori was arrested, is that correct? In London. Tried and jailed, yes? So, God. The money the one Lukman is spending here, where did he get it from? Huh? From his salary, you said? From his salary? How much is his house worth? The house of Rewanu Lukman, the Hausa man, the former oil minister. How much? Give me an estimate. His house is worth here in Vienna, in Austria. 25 million euros. So Rewanu Lukman was saving 1 million every month from his salary. Amazing. Very, very amazing. There's a one Madibo man. He doesn't know if he's Yoruba or if he's Igbo. He said that our democracy is threatened and endangered. You know English. When sometimes I agree with my brother, you know, Oko Yuba, so we to and no, it's a bit confusing. Our democracy is threatened and endangered. Is there anybody here that can put their hand on their heart and tell me that Nigeria has ever practiced true democracy before? No, never. So what is there to endanger and to threaten? The man is telling you that you are endangering their means of stealing money. People tell me, take it easy on black African people as you take it easy. I tell them, go and tell the criminals to take it easy in the amount of money they're bringing to Europe. They should take it easy. The money comes here. They put it in a bank account. They loan the same money to companies, your money. They build wonderful factories and institutions. You go there to apply to be a cleaner. And you will not even get it. With your own money. Who brought the money out? A white man? These are black monkeys from Africa. With private jets. Baboons and chimpanzees. When a white person tells you that Africans are monkeys, they have a point. They have a point. In fact, they are correct. What would make you? It takes a very extraordinarily heartless person to look at a woman suffering, selling akamo to feed. You take her money and you bring it to a place that where they pay women to sit at home and have children. You are an evil person. And you are lower than a monkey. I don't want to insult monkeys. Africans make me sick. To the stomach. There is no reason, no common sense. Men cannot think like men. What does it take to build a magnificent, beautiful city? Engineers, yes. Who are those people graduating from your universities with engineering degrees? Where are they? No, where are the engineers now? They are taxi drivers that are driving Keke Napep. The money that should have developed the institutions to engage them meaningfully, they bring the money to Europe. And then you follow that money through Sahara Desert, swimming the Mediterranean Sea, drinking contaminated water as you are drowning. Some of you die, and the fishes in the ocean will eat your flesh. Chasing something that came from our mama from Okwa. Something that came from Aguleri. Something from Eleme. Something from Ikwele land. Something from Bayelsa. Something from Uyo. Your own. But you cannot touch it when it is there. You wait for it to reach Europe. Then you start scrambling and looking for it. The place for you to look for it is at the source. Where it is. You stop it. That is, it belongs to you. Than chasing crude oil to Europe. By the time you know it, some of you say, I've stayed in Europe for 30 years, I've not gone home. Your children will speak to you in a very foreign language. Your kids cannot play outside. They're running about in a 2x2, one-bedroom flat somewhere. By the time they're up to 18, they're nearly mad. It's like prison now, isn't it? Solitary confinement. Can you imagine as a child back in the village, somebody locking you up in a room for one day? Is that possible? First thing you do is that you flog the person. Tomorrow we go out again to go and play. Well, what are you talking about? Indoors doing what? When others are building their own toys outside, you don't, who are you? We bring you the news in detail. Nigeria's consumer, you know, when they want to be intellectual, I get worried. When these people in Africa want to become intellectual, talk about consumer goods, you know you're about to be consumed yourselves. Nigeria's consumer inflation rose for the fourth straight month in June to hit 8.2%, a 10-month high, driven by higher food prices. The Statistics Bureau said, higher food prices. Inflation rose. Do you know why inflation rises all the time? Do you know? You know what's inflation? I paid boarding fees of 6 naira. That tells you how old I am. Boarding fee for the whole time, 6 naira. Pocket money, 1 naira 50 kobo. Can you buy a bread now with 6 naira? Can you even buy a bread for 600 naira? If you're lucky. It depends. It's those ones with mold on it. Bread marev. They use olive oil and polish it. You don't, at China, you don't know that? They use oil with foam. You don't see why they're polishing bread? You've not seen it before. They polish the bread very well. Sometimes they forget and there will be a fly inside it buzzing around. Inflation is when you go to the market today to buy a piece of bread. They say this bread is, that is one they call Our Ladies. You know Our Ladies bread? Very, very popular. You go to buy Our Ladies. They say Our Ladies bread is 200 naira. You go back to Lagos and you're coming back again. You want to buy the same Our Ladies. They say it is now 400. It means inflation has come in. If you don't have the money, if you're budgeting to buy bread for 200, you can no longer buy it. It is now 400 naira. You forgo it. And there is nobody giving money to the women in the village to compensate for the rising prices of in food stuff. Is that correct? That was inflation. The reason why you have inflation is because you consume what you don't produce. That's all. What you eat, you cannot make. You are lazy. And those bringing those things in, they are paying their workers well when they go on holiday, when they go on maternity leave. Because of that, all that is piled up in the cost of production. They bring the material to you, you have to pay 2-3 times to go and get it. That is why you have inflation. You manufacture nothing. Zero. Apart from criminality. Nothing. But they're talking about it. Food prices and the index. That is how Nigeria jumped from almost second to the last to the 26th largest economy in the world. Inflation in the zoo runs at nearly 32% every blessed year. Every year, 32%. Every year. Inflation. The only reason why the price of cement came down is because they're now making fake cement. You know that? If you build a house, it will fall down. That's why it's cheap. Anything that is cheap in the zoo, you'll pick up a person. You'll run away from it. It's a death trap. Inflation. Anyway, we've taught them a lesson today. Maybe they should go and revive all those industries. When you had industries, there is one man from my village, he used to make alpha bread. Those of you that know Mwanha very well, you know Ovike bread. At home Mwanha, yes? How many breads then in home? Almost 10 places. Maybe everybody making bread. So bread was cheap. You can go and buy bread. Of course, I didn't have bread and tea in the morning. My grandmother won't let my mom give us bread and tea. Because to her, that is starvation. For you to be prepared in the morning to go out, to come out, you have to come and eat garri before you go to school. So at least that way you're fortified. Bread and tea is like, to her, it's a snack. It's not food. People will go and buy bread in the morning and tea they will take and go to school. These days you can't afford it. These days they sell bread in like cake, the way they decorate it in fast food joints that an ordinary person cannot go to. Everything is 1,000. Either 500 or 1,000. Water 500. Everything else is 1,000. 1,005, 2,000. Only 1,000 now. And Hausa people want to go and mint 5,000 naira currency. If you print 5,000 naira currency, pure water will be 100 naira per bag. Don't you know that? There is a correlation with the higher the denomination you use to trade, the more rampant inflation will be. Common sense. Anyway, we are teaching them a lesson. The voiceless survival and silent majority could care less about longevity of oil politics. They discuss the voices of men followed by those of OPC, Maso, Boko Haram, demanding contracts and compensation. These are not freedom fighters. That is the problem we have with them. Contracts and compensation. OPC is providing security in Abuja. 6,000 Yoruba men. They are in Abuja providing security. Why are they providing security? Because OPC is militant. MEND has protection of oil pipeline to protect oil. I don't know that oil even needs security. Oil going through pipeline needs security. Wazirike takes his own money, puts it in his pocket, and is building hotels and hostels. And it is the hypocrisy. Let me tell you why black people are poor. You see black people from Africa, why they are poor. Is sheer hypocrisy. The hypocrisy of coming out and claiming that you are fighting for the survival, fighting for the emancipation of the people, only for you to still go to the same person you claim is oppressing you to give you some crumbs. So that you can come and be one titled chief in your village. They learnt very well. Some of you may be the appointed warrant chiefs where you come from. You know, the white man is very clever. He came, so I said to himself, these people are selling their own kind. We can use them. They will come to your village and say, oh, you are now the warrant chief, the high chief of this place. How many of you know here that the word chief is not an Igbo word? Do you know the word chief is English? So when somebody is answering chief and insisting that I must speak in Igbo, I am a bit confused. Because chief is not Igbo now. Chief is an English word. But you will see some Igbo men come out to defend that chief is their right and entitlement. Ignorance is a disease. Chief is actually an English word. So if you're answering a chief, you are an English overlord over other people. That's what it means. But most of them will answer it till their death. Some of them, if you don't, even now, there is something called high chief and double high chief. We are here to educate you. You may not like it. Some of you may not like what we do, but I will always ask you, are we speaking the truth? You're not sure? Are we speaking the truth?
Yes.
It must be spoken. Truth must be spoken. In the new Biafra, there will be no chief. Do you know that? If you have done something magnificent for your country, and you're from the Igbo land, in the Andozo, highest title you can ever get. Nze, Ozo, that's all. A chief is a leader of a company. Chief executive officer. Have you not heard of that word before? Of a company. CEO. It's them here, isn't it? Where we come from is chief means occupant in Calaria. In Calaria, weighing over 2 tons. Some of them will wear it, they cannot even stand up properly. They are looking for oil. Everybody is oil, settlement after settlement, contract after contract, because everybody wants a piece of oil. That is what I hate about black African people. What you're looking for in life is a way to survive. Survival of the stomach. You want your stomach to be full. Do you know the revolutionary called Che Guevara? Do you know Che Guevara? The revolutionary. Do you know he came to Africa to come and fight in the Congo? Do you know that? And he ran away. Do you know why he ran away? Okay, you don't know that part. Yes, because you put the needs. He said that black African people, African men, you put the needs of the stomach before the need for self-preservation. That is why African men loot money. That's why they steal. That is why some of you ask us, oh, are you going to be this or that? Because that is the way you are. You think we are like you. Of course we are not. We can never be. God forbid Satan. Anytime you give a black man a contract, they will first of all take the money to go and buy a car before they start executing the contract. The one who looked man was the petroleum minister. He is today in Vienna, Austria, in a house worth 25 million euros. A black man from Africa. Abacha's money is here. Obasanjo's money is here. All of them, their money is in Vienna, Austria. Their money is here. They are in Switzerland. Am I lying? Are these people not black people? Does Obama have money here? Does Cameron have money here? Does Angela Merkel have money here? And what are they? Are they not white people? In white countries? Are they not people from white countries? I'm asking you. Why is it then that only black men bring money to Europe? Why? Obasanjo has hotel here. It is not inferiority complex. It is evil. Satan. People are the incarnation of Lucifer. Men who are wicked and evil. Men who are duplicitous. Some of us, we have those threats in us. Because of that, we think everybody is like us. Oh, if I'm a rogue, that means that they must be doing something bad. No, we are not. Oh, well, we knew she not us. You think Biafra will be like any country in Africa? Where you come as the head of state, you enter your aircraft with our money, and you come to Europe and dump it. You must be insane. And I hear me, it's impossible. Impossible. Before you go abroad, you need permission from the chair, from the elected house. You can't travel abroad. You can't do what abroad? All these House of Rep members, all these senators traveling abroad. How many times has Obama come to your village? How many senators from America come to Umunnuchi? How many? This is your G. Boko Haram kill another 44. Another 44 dead. Imebro nyozo nyozo. Maybe they're not your relatives, but I lost somebody. At Kanu bombing. Ikechukwu. I have lost somebody. So you must know this. Ebro nyozo. wickedness of man against man. That is one of the reasons why God abandoned Africa. This type of evil. When you see evil happening, you keep quiet. Because it doesn't concern you. Until you're overwhelmed. That's why only 20,000 men came from Europe and evacuated the whole coast of West Africa. Because of cowardice and stupidity. Imbecility on our part. Only 20,000. They went to Ghana, recruited Ghanaian men to come and conquer the zoo they later called Nigeria. Black, a white man came to Africa, used a group of black Africans to go and conquer another African place. And tomorrow they'll come out and say, let's unite as one. Africa is one. Ndiara. Suspected Boko Haram terrorists have killed 44 persons between Monday and Tuesday in Indile and Huyim villages of Askira, Uba, local government area of Borno State. Every day, Chiba and Wazo. Every morning there is death. Senseless death, mayhem and killings brought about by the British. Had the British not meddled, you see, nature is very funny. Nature is very, very funny. Anytime you tamper with nature, you will always have problem. Do you know what it means by tampering with nature? Every nation created is an organic process. The emergence of a race is an organic process, only determined or defined by God himself. It follows a preordained order. That is why Scotland is different, England is different. Do you know that Scotland is asking to be free from the bondage of England? Because it is, Britain is unnatural. Britain is not natural. You people must go back to your adages and listen very, and your proverbs. Izukamana neji, you know what it means. As one unit, you are one unit. Not two, not three, not four, not five. Any day you go outside that, all your secrets will leak. It is the same way with planning your society. You can plan how to build as Nnamdi Azikiwe and Okpara did. They sat down and planned how to build the economy of Biafra land, then Eastern Nigeria. They planned it and they did it very, very well. But is any or which of the industries that they built is now surviving? Name one. Because that plan they made was in the family, Zukamana Neji. It was executed within the family. But because you're part of a wider body that you are not related to, they came and they destroyed it. With one stroke of the pen, they signed, you are not allowed to manufacture glass. A bag glass factory closed down. You are not allowed to go into textile manufacturing, about textile mills, close down. You are not allowed to go and make soap, ordinary soap, Lever Brothers, shut down. And now let me give you the shock of your life. I've said this before on Radio Biafra. Do you know that some of the palm oil you use to eat at home is imported? Huh? You don't know? From Malaysia? We import palm oil from Malaysia. You don't know that? When I was running a concern, my own company, called Alpha Phoenix Consulting, we did consultancy work, myself and my good friend again, but then, we went to a company, Electrowatt Econo, in Farnborough, high-tech defense company, with a branch in Italy. We wanted to go and supply them with palm oil, and then copy the technology. Because there's a particular diesel engine you can use to generate electricity, and it will also generate hot water for the entire village. As someone here is, it can give someone here electricity and also provide hot water. They said we should present. I stood up and I presented, did everything, talked and talked and talked. The man said, very, very good. But do I know that we import palm oil? I never knew that. You can imagine how embarrassing it was. Standing up and saying you can supply, because in my village, there's Osisunku everywhere now. So we must have oil, isn't it? Palm oil. Little did I know that there is none. The man said, you import, you consume, you produce 3% of the world's palm oil, but you consume 4%. I should do the math. Minus one. Where does that come from? From Malaysia, the people that they prefer to supply them. And that deal was shut down. You import palm oil. Now you know. For the residents and landlords of Oduke layout in Obosi, Anambra State, life has been lost. Its good taste and meaning disappeared. Every day spent within the layout is like living in a perpetual agony owing to flood and erosion menace ravaging the area. You have Obosi people in Austria, I'm sure. Obosi people are in Italy. They're in America having fun. But their village is a nightmare to live in. It's here now. The pictures are here on Radio Biafra website. Nature abhors vacuum. It's here, very clear for all to see what is happening where you come from. Nigerians have continued to overcome the decision of the United Kingdom to probe the alleged links between the terror group Boko Haram and some top Nigerian politicians. One of the group's Citizens Cultural Renaissance Initiative, in a statement made available to Vanguard in Abuja, said the move by the UK would lead to the exposure of those behind the deadly attacks in the country and bring about a safer Nigeria. If you have a problem, run to the British. Who created the problem in the first place? That's my case. There's a man called Joey Bokwe. He's a Yoruba lucky. He lives in Lagos. Probably from Obosi, who knows? There's too much erosion. He cannot go to the village anymore. He talks. But we are not at liberty to report what he's saying because it's not making any sense to us. It's the same K.O. Mbadiwe disease. The same Chubo Kadibo, whom I love very much. The Oyo for you. The same problem they had. They convinced Ojukwu to join MPN. Oh, okay, CME, there is a way you enter into the Hausa people, and then you enter into them, and then you say rubbish, nonsense. Crap. They are more intelligent than you are. How can you enter into them? Oh, there's a tripod. This one is that. Bonkum. It's another person. Jim Wabodo. Or Joseph Carlo, I'm now naming your traitors within you. If I build a mosque where Mbakwe used to stay, maybe Hausa people will vote for me. They told him to go to hell. Okoko. He cannot be accepted as one of them. This one is doing the same thing. If you betray Igbo people, they compensate you. If you betray Biafran people, oh, you'll be compensated. Because the British taught Hausa people how to do that. Okpa Biaseka was at University of Ibadan. He said he's not going back. Oh, I don't support Ojukwu. What he's doing? He went and swallowed the dictionary. You know, when you trap an African man that can learn or that knows how to read, and they start to regurgitate the dictionary. He blew all the grammar in the world. How he wouldn't support. We never knew this man went and cut a deal with Go On. That everything will be handed over to him after the war. It was handed over to him. From then, your problem started. Till today. Everybody, your governor, your senator, handpicked by Hausa people. If they say no, you cannot win. Why did they remove Ngigi? Of course, Ngigi rigged the election, yes. Who doesn't rig election in the zoo? Who doesn't? As soon as Ngigi started building roads, they said, hey, what is this? Here, yeah. They called for the papers, election papers. Within 2 weeks, Peter Obi became the governor. Go and see Anambra today. But most of you like gimmicks. If they build a two-story building, they write it, a world stock market exchange. Empty. And you're clapping. How many of you here believe that the second Niger Bridge is under construction? How many of you here believe that the second Niger Bridge is going on now? Raise your hand up, please. If you didn't you hear that Jonathan was building a second Niger bridge? Hey, now. So if you believe the bridge, why? How about it? Is the bridge not going on? So you don't want to do, you don't know the bridge is going on? They have, hey, the bridge is now on the phase 4 of the award process. Yes, no, oh no, they're still awarding it. They're still awarding the bridge to be awarded. You know what it means to award a bridge that is about to be awarded. You award it, then you re-award it, affecting the former award that you made. On the same bridge, Okofu Bridge, Akana, my word, all this is one bridge. There is no bridge being built. But some of you think there's a bridge going on. You wouldn't kill Yemego. You wouldn't kill Gorala. That's what they're doing to you people in Anambra. Peter Obinna, he's doing well, action governor. I was in Oka. Where is the action? Where is the action? You can't see it because there is none. There is none. That is the news we are presenting today, and we will welcome your views and your opinions. And our lines will also open. This evening, you have the time to say anything you wish to say, to ask questions, to tell us why you will not support the restoration of Biafra. If there is any reason why you will not support Biafra, now is the time to tell the whole world why. It could be because of us. You tell us why. Very calmly, we debate it. Any reason why you don't want Biafra, now is the time to say so. We don't want people to even call and say, oh, we thank you for the job you're doing. We want people to call and say, I don't support Biafra because of A, B, C. Then, can you motivate debate? Let's have a bit of debate. We can't cut you off. We learn from you, and you learn from us. If you convince us, yes. If we convince you, you come with us. Simple. Our lines are now open. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, the number to call remains +43 688 6463 5935. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. They are there, but they are waiting for the signal to get through to them. I'm sure that we know what physics is. Do we know what is physics? All of you flew to come down to this place. Of course, some of us came through the desert, we know that. But since that time, we must have flown one way or the other. The speed of sound is roughly about 850 miles per hour. So if I shout, sorry, per second. If I shout your name now, my voice is traveling at you at 850 miles per second. No, per hour, what am I talking about? Per second or per hour? No, it's not per hour. It's per hour, isn't it? It's per second. It's per second. 850 per second, speed of sound, 850 per second. We are in Austria. Wherever you are in the world, when I speak now, this voice travels to London at the rate of 850 miles per second. It gets to London, gets encrypted, and put on satellite. Wherever the satellite is, that my voice is still traveling at 850 miles per second. It hits the satellite, and then it comes down to you at that. Then calculate the distance and divide it by 850. That is how long it will take you to hear my voice. They don't understand. The caller on Skype, can you hear me on the coordinator's line? What is going on? Can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me, Director?
I'm talking to you, yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, Director. Good evening, sir, or good morning.
Good evening from here in Vienna, in Austria.
My name is Obi Chema Obi. I'm from Umuchuku Umebo in Umezale, Imo State, Biafra.
You're from where again?
Umuchuku Umebo.
What is the meaning of Umuchuku? What's the meaning of that name, Umuchuku?
God's son.
The children of God.
Yeah, children of God.
The name of my mother's village. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you.
Director, thank you for your advice and your good work.
My brother, are you in a bunker?
No, sir. I can hear you clearly.
It's better now. You sound as if you're in a bunker.
I'm sorry.
Please speak up. Your voice is not clear.
Hello?
Yes, it's better now. No, not very well. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Something is wrong very clearly. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. Who has something to say here, please? Does anybody have anything to say? I thought most of you had something to say before. You don't anymore? Please, come on, come forward and say it now. Is your radio station? We brought Radio Biafra to you. You support Radio Biafra. You sponsor it.
Yeah, good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, once again. My name's Anose Francis. I have to start in this way. There's another day that said, he who does not know that he does not know is a fool. And I believe all of us know the reason why we are here. Let us start in this way. This struggle is for us. And my key point of standing up here is to encourage those who getting this country is burning in their heart. I will give you an example of myself. I was once a Nigerian student in Austria. But I told them, I believe most of the members are here. I cannot join an association organization that is killing me. And you bring me out here and I know most of us are suffering, really. It's not something we started debating. We all know. Most of us married a woman of 80 years in order to move around, not even to survive. Let alone, some of us here are suffering. We said we need freedom. We don't need freedom anymore. We want to be on our own. We want to be independent. Because Nigeria is freedom already. We are free. We are free to kill. You are free to steal. You are free to rape. Nobody will do anything. But we don't want such government. This is why we are calling on everybody. Be a good ambassador of this country. This country is already in existence. For all I know. During my presentation, in one of my presentations in school, I was making a presentation. I know the presentation should have lasted for 10 minutes. But I said, it's coming out Biafra. It took 5 minutes for me to start explaining the meaning of Biafra. And through that, I have disseminated that information to everybody around. It is burning in me. I know that this is not my cause to be here. Even those who have been here, who have been deceived. Just like we are saying, this is not a joke. Most of us are here with doctorate degrees. Some have masters, but they are driving taxi here. Let us put hands together so that we'll be able to know. Don't see it as something that is not going to come. I remember when we were doing this campaign about this Biafra. I meet one of my brother who told me, you people should go and find work. People that are doing this are people who doesn't have work, of which I know where he's eating from. Most of us here, if you refuse to go out with a dog, your wife will chase you out to go. This is true. And they do it during the winter season. You find yourself, you ask yourself, don't I have home?
No. Is it to walk a dog, you mean?
Yeah, go and walk a dog around. You say no. Some of us, maybe, when the woman met you, you have an afro style that she loves you with. And at a point, you made a mistake and go and shave it. You are gone. So no, this is not a laughing issue. We have to think about it. We are suffering, my dear. Don't see this thing. Some of us are looking at the director. Some of us are telling me, which backup did you have? Do you have any strong person in Nigeria that can move this thing ahead? Forget about those people.
those people that have been eating, they have a way of eating their money. Okay, take yourself for example. You are eating, you are comfortable, your children are studying abroad, and you want Nigeria to be divided. No. So let us be confident in what we are doing. People who have even, who like one, I remember yesterday, one of us are talking about Vietnam. How US run away from that fight. It's not that they are too strong or they have much ammunition more than America. No. But because of one mind, and they're not afraid of death. Most of us here are thinking, hey, I want to be a mansion. What of if I die now? What of that? Those three women I want to marry? I will not marry them again. But this is not what we are talking about. Please, my dear brothers, this is hurting me. This is my hope. I must confess. Because here, even if I finish this education, I don't have any hope. Most of us are washing plates in the hotel. Where is somebody who just finished Matura, who just ordinary WAEC, and you know, I love they are helping their people. I won't blame them. Their people first before you. This is how it's supposed to be. You don't have to blame anybody. So in the issue of information, most of us here are misinformed, to be honest. Some of us will come out and say, hey, we started this Biafra, we know this Biafra, we have been old soldiers of Biafra. They are nobody. I remember my mentor, Aristotle, he said that how to know a great man or a wise man is not by the gray hair in your head. It's how to know when and what to do at the right time. I wouldn't want to overflow issues. I believe most of us has much of things to say. But if I start saying it from now till tomorrow, my heart is burning. I want to go home. And let us try to disperse this information, spread it along. It means a lot, but you may not know. You may see it as we just gathered here after we talked. Some of us said, action speaks louder than words. Every time we are talking. But I believe the Rome was not built in a day. It's just a gradual process, and I believe we'll achieve this. Thank you, my wonderful people of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Well spoken. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Ugochukwu Nwajago. I'm calling from China.
From China, please turn your system down or move away from that very room. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Vienna, in Austria. Please go ahead.
Yes, director, I've turned down the other system. And, director, I thank you very much for the job you are continuing to do. And I wish you a happy stay in Vienna.
There is something wrong with our line. Wajago, there's something wrong with it. We shall rectify it. The caller on the phone, are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello?
Yes, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Yeah, director. My name is Agozie Ubemo. I am from Achi in Ojiriva local government area.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Brother, I'm very, very happy with you. I thank you all for the good job.
Thank you.
Hello?
You are listening to your own voice. Yes, very, very well. Turn your system down or go away from that room. I can hear your own voice echoing back at me.
Yeah, director, I don't have much to say. I am from the third biggest city here in Austria. It's called Upper Austria. We are trying to get things in order. We are happy with you. We are following you at the back. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Do we have a caller on the coordinator's line?
Yes, sir, director. I'm here. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from, please, if you may.
Actually, I am calling from Spain, in Barcelona, in Spain. Good evening from Barcelona. My name is Chukunonso Ongumechili from Urumba North local government area in Biafra land. Actually, director, I called yesterday, but my line was picked and I was placed about 30 minutes and later the thing cut. I didn't say what I want to say. Actually, I am calling to announce to all the indigenous people of Biafra in Spain, because I have been mandated by our liaison officer by name Nonso Ejirika to tell our people in Spain that we have an account with the name of Biafran people, that anybody who wants to pay his monthly dues or to pay for the defense, Biafran Defense Fund, can do it through this Biafran account. Everybody in Spain hearing my voice, the account number, director, don't know if I can give the account number on air. Actually, it is there. If you go to Biafran in Spain, you will see the account number there, and the bank is called La Caixa. The bank is La Caixa, and the account number is there. Your monthly dues can be paid through that account. Your Biafra Defense Fund can be paid into that particular account. And when you pay in, obtain your teller, which is your evidence to show that you have paid so amount into Biafra's account in Spain. This announcement is for every Biafra in Spain, wherever you are located in Spain. Go into La Casa and pay your monthly dues or your Biafra Defense Fund. Thank you, Director. All hail Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Somebody is trying to provide us with a far more concrete explanation. I think maybe our mathematics was wrong. They said it is 330 meters per second for sound, 30 times speed of light. I know that I'm in miles. It is around 850 miles per second, the speed of sound, which roughly I think maybe this 330 meters is also correct. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody else on the line on Skype. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my director.
Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening from the city of Paris.
Thank you. You're calling from us from Paris. Go ahead, please.
It is Okora Fujoji, the PRO of the indigenous people of Biafra in Paris, France.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, welcome. I just want to thank the Biafrans all over the world for their effort and their contribution towards the restoration of Biafra. And I keep telling them to double and keep it on until Biafra comes. I will not forget to congratulate and thank you and the other crew of Board of Biafrans, especially my able barrister, Emma, who happens to be my personal man. Hadn't been a barrister, is a woman, he could have been my wife. I love barrister so much.
He's a good man. He is a good
man. I love him so much. Not wasting much of our time, I just want to announce our upcoming meeting of the people of France here, precisely residing in Paris. Our meeting will be held on the Saturday, mean the next tomorrow, on our usual venue. 7123 Rue de la Bruche, Saint-Denis. People that are residing here in Paris, it's a popular place, everybody knows it. I urge our people to come out and support us for the effort of the restoration of Biafra. So, our time still remains 6 o'clock, the 18 hour. So people should come and join and support and bring opinion. All opinion are welcome. I thank you and I thank the people of Biafra. God bless you, Director, and bless Biafra and all over the world.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Please, we have our brother here that needs to say something before he leaves us because he's traveling very far on a very important assignment. Please go ahead. It's off. Push it up. That's it.
I thank all of you, the wonderful people of Biafra, who are here present today. And I greet all Biafrans all over the world, anywhere they are residing. My name is Ezebuilo Badibo. I live here in Vienna, Austria. And the only thing I have to tell my people is that you should come out and serve your country. I know within yourself there that you know already that you are tired of living in a foreign land. That you are tired of building another man's land. You wouldn't say that you are not tired. You know that within you, but you don't know what to do. Because you are tired of the place you are living, and you are still tired of the Nigeria, because you don't even know. The country to you is a dead country. And why you are still where you are is because where you are is better than Nigeria for you. But I'm telling you that is you that will build that country. You are the one that will make that country a country of your dream. You are the one that will make that dream possible. You might not be doing it for yourself today, but you are doing it for the future of your children and their children's children, for your generations to come. Come and do it. I have been telling people, some people because of that, some of them call me terrorists. I don't mind them. But I told them that if his death is the sacrifice, that I am ready to pay that sacrifice, because I rather die than to be a Nigerian. Death is better than Nigeria. Because when you die, you will have your rest. But in Nigeria, you suffer every blessed day. Humiliation, intimidation, poverty, you suffer in different ways. Even those who say they are rich, they are suffering. Because the road they walk, they drive through every blessed day is not okay. You cannot feel comfortable in such a country. You have to come out. And you have to know that you are the one who will make it possible. And this land is only land that you have. If you don't fight for this land now, I bet you in next 20 years they will forget about you. You people in Vienna, Austria today, you hear about people, they call them Tigoina. Nobody. I don't know their origins. They call them Gypsy. But I tell you, if we continue this way, this is how our race will be in next 50 years. You will be hearing that there were people called Biafrans. There were people called Igbo people. But they don't have a place anymore. Our race is coming to extinction, but our people do not care anymore. Only thing we do these days is to chase money around. There is a word I remember Gandhi said. He said, it is very difficult to change the heart of a man that is desperate after money. I think it's the problem that is disturbing our people. Because once you are desperate after money, it is very difficult to change your heart. Sometimes I think that only solution to that is death. Kill the person so that there will be a way. Other people will continue. We may be ignorant of it today, but it's not an excuse. You may look at yourself and say, I don't care, I am comfortable. You are not comfortable. You are not comfortable at all, because your children will go out and come back and tell you, Daddy, this person called me a monkey today. They will go and come back and will tell you what happened to them today. You will become very sad. Within you, you will ask yourself a question. Why? Why am I still here? You ask yourself, why is this country, Nigeria, this way? Nigeria is that way because we are not meant to be there. It's high time you realize that this country was not created for you. The country that was created, that was made yours, is this Biafra. This is the way God made it. We are suffering in Nigeria because God doesn't want us to be there.
God wants us to be on our own. The way we were before the coming of Europeans. We must be reasonable. And reason sometimes. That is why I agree with the director that black Africa are incapable of reasoning. Yes. Because I was arguing this with an educated lady. A lady that said that she studied in, in Toronto University in Canada. But she was too unreasonable. Because even her was, she was even more confused than I. You said you are educated, but you cannot reason properly like a human being. I ask my people here, if you are better than monkey, prove it, let me see. And the person cannot prove it, because monkey is better than you. Why are you angry? Your children will go to school, they will call them monkey. When they come home and tell you, ah, daddy, this person, you will get, why are you angry? Why are you angry? Is monkey no better than you? If you put monkey in a cage together with a lion, monkey knows that the meaning is death. But they put Igbo people together, Biafran people together with Hausa people, they do not realize that it means death, every blessed day death to them. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm running out of time. But it's still the issue of Biafra. You see the way I am today. I never wanted to do it. I never wanted to do it at all. But at the end of the day, when this issue came up, I decided that I'm going to go. And to God be the glory, it came. Because I had been delaying it for up to 6 years. When they will call me, I will give them different excuses. The test for you to do that, I went for this test since 2011. I passed the test. I was supposed to be there, but they never called me. Because of excuses I've been giving to them since 2006. They have called me since 2006. But I was giving them different excuses. They were postponing it. Till 2011, and I did the exam. They didn't call me. Till this 2014, we are into today. And I was never ready. I was willing to do the second option. But today, here am I. Because I said to myself, if it is death defending my country, if it's death that it takes, I will give them my life. I am saying this before all of you today, so that when tomorrow comes and you still see me here, when any issue arises, if you have a gun in your hand, kill me, because I'm going to sign that to the government of this country. If you have any gun with you, shoot me. My name is Ezebuilo Obadibo. I thank you all, brethren, all over the world. And for those who are fighting, who are doing everything possible to make sure that this country is restored. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. We have a caller on the line. Can you give us your name, please, and where you are? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the coordinator's line, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Director, how are you this evening? Because in the morning you broadcast, you say you were having you woke up with a mighty headache.
I'm fine. I'm okay.
I hope you are okay.
I'm fine. Thank you very much. I'm fine.
My name is Chinyan Njuri Bako. I'm the coordinator of Biafra Women in Italy. I want to use this forum to inform all women in Italy that all Biafra women in Italy that will be having a meeting on Friday by 9 p.m. By 9 p.m. on Friday, and please, they should all be punctual. and new members are also welcomed. If you have your wife, your girlfriend, your concubine, your mistress, whoever she is, and she's a Biafran or about to be married to a Biafran, she also is welcome to join us on our meeting day. And for those of them that want to contact us for more information, they can call this number 3511431316. I repeat, 3511431316. As for those of some of these women that keep complaining and telling us that we are all Biafrans, some of us should be going and be doing the struggle, and when Biafra comes, they will join. I tell you, you will not reap where you did not sow. You cannot say that some people will gather and make effort to come and sow, to come and contribute and do all the necessary things it is to support this struggle for Biafra to come, and you sit down on your husband's bed, fold your arms and say you are waiting for when Biafra come that you will join. I tell you, that time will come when you want to join us, we will not accept you, or we will give you condition which you have to meet before you join us. For that reason, for those of you that because you write your name as a Biafran woman with me, and so, and that is the end, we will call you to contribute, to make contribution. You will not make contribution, no contribution from women worldwide, none from the executive, none from the region, the state that you are in, and you claim that you are a Biafran. I tell you, when the time comes, the day of reckoning will definitely come when Biafra comes. And then I would, like Jesus said, if you deny me in the presence of men, when I come before my Father, I will deny you. If you deny to yourself from associating with us Biafras, Biafra women here in Italy or even the worldwide, and you feel that when the time comes, you will be free to join at your will, I tell you, it will not going to be that easy. For those of you that are listening to me, I want to call it, I want to do this, I'm doing it, I have my reason of doing it. If I'm offending anybody or any woman, I'm very, very sorry, but you left me with no choice but to do what I'm about to do now. If you are going to hear your name this evening, right this moment, you know that you are the bona fide member of Biafran Women here in Italy. You do our contribution. You come for our meetings. You participate in everything that we do. But if you did not hear your name, sorry is your name. That means you are not one of us. I cannot account for you when the time comes. I want to use this opportunity to thank women like Virginia Iruanya of Padova, Ada Kochas, Nora Angela, Justine Nzeribe, Neka Iguanya, Chizzy Johnson, Florence Uche Ifanichuku, Chinenye Tochuku, Norma Ezebiro Amadi, Chinyere Anosike. These are the women that I can vow for. These are real formidable Biafra women in Italy that participate in our contribution, in our monthly dues. They contribute their own, even in their own ideologies, they make contribution. So if you are not among these people that I called, I'm sorry for you. But if you, it is not also too late for you to join. If you want to join us, I have already called out the number you should contact for more information. You are free to join us. It is not too late, or rather, it is rather late than never. This is what I have to say. God bless Biafra. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you, my dear sister. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We shall come to you people in a minute. We have somebody on Skype, I believe it is. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yes, my name is Okudilo Mali. By the grace of God, I am the coordinator of Girona Zone here in Catalonia, Spain. Director, I want to use this opportunity to say thank you so much and welcome to Europe once again.
Thank you.
And I want to say a big thank you to all the Biafrans all over the world. Also, I would like to announce our meeting that will be coming up this coming Saturday. It will take place on the usual at the usual venue, for new members or newcomers who have not heard about the venue before, our venue is Santa Eugenia Catholic Church here in Girona. Director, I want to comment on what the man before the last caller just said about our situation here. Do you know that when I came back from work today, I was speaking with my wife, and she told me something about my daughter. My daughter went to school and was trying to play with some of the little kids, and my daughter is 5 anyway, and she went to play with some kids of her age, and she said that they told her that she should not play with them because they are not of the same color.
So are you serious? My goodness, yeah, me.
5 years. That they are not of the same color. And I was like, okay. When I asked her what she told her, she said she told her when she goes back tomorrow, she should tell them that her color is the original color. And that even, you know, that her color is the original color. And that from today onwards, if you see them, don't go where they play anymore. Just go with your likes. You understand? I don't know if it's encouraging or I don't know what to say, but I was like...
You did the right thing. Of course you did. You did.
Yeah. You know? So, like, some people who are still waiting for a special invitation or something to come and join us in fighting this cause, I don't know what to tell them. You know? I see them as cowards. And I see them as some words that I will not use now, for now, until when Biafra comes. You understand? We are waiting for them. And I want to encourage people, the great Biafrans who are coming out already and who are participating in everything we are doing. I will say more grace to their elbow and more grace to your elbow, our dear director. God bless you. God bless Biafrans all over the world. Thank you very much,
and God bless you too. Please, my dear people here, after we've taken this call from Engineer Rania, then we spend some time here than taking calls. Please, Engineer, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, I can hear you. Confirm, you can hear me.
Very clear. Please, go ahead.
Yes, Director, I thank you for giving me the opportunity. I also thank you for the job you're doing for us. Chukwu Abiyama shall continually bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, Director, I just want to use this opportunity to confirm receipt of the stuff you send out. So, that's taken care of.
Yes.
Okay, so, and then, Director, I don't know, it's quite appalling that as at this moment, I just refreshed my internet that I opened on my system. I just refreshed that website for that article. It is 728.
Only 728 likes, is that what you're saying? Can you hear me? We can't hear him, but we're going to keep the line very active. And can you hear me? No, we've lost him. We have lost him. Please, if engineer calls back, I'll have to interrupt you, but apart from that, who has something to say? You go ahead and say it, please. As soon as he calls back, we'll go back to him. Go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. Guten Abend from Austria, Vienna. It's a friend and brother, Emeka, from Equaryland. I was here last night interpreting yesterday. Honorable Director, sorry for coming late. You know, since we are all part still caged in the zoo, and my rightful belongings do not belong to me. I have to look for my bread and butter here. That is why I have to come late. And because in my village right now, you know, this pains me. You know, in my village right now, I have oil, and I have not seen a red cent in my life. But there's a Dutch man living my village since 2 years now. A Dutch man living my village, enjoying from my wealth. And really, that is... There are so many things going wrong in that country, and it is just really, it has to end. It has to end. I just want to encourage people. I want to say some few things about revolution. Revolution does not come from the establishment. Revolution does not come from rich people. A revolution does not come from rich allies or big institutions. Revolution in history has always started from the bottom, from the common people. And every revolution you check in history was accomplished only by the common people, by the people, the original people of that land. For this new nation that is going to be established, there's one thing I want to advise. People say, teach a woman, you teach a nation. It's very important for us to have good, strong women, strong fathers, people that will teach and encourage the children to, and will be educated to stand upright in their life. We have so much corruption, even in the families. Parents teaching their children, try and get this position in this office that you will make money for the family, you bring this and that. Because last time I went to Equerryland, there was open gutter, but I saw a hammer jeep. So it doesn't make sense to me. How can a person enjoy such a luxurious car in such an environment? I mean, what kind of moral standards do we have? What kind of values do we pursue? And these are things that are really upsetting me, you know. I want to quote a great leader of the, because we talked about the Scottish Revolution, the Scottish independence movement. William Wallace, a great Scottish freedom fighter in the medieval time of Europe, said once, that was at the battle with the English people. His people were afraid. They wanted to turn back, go home to their villages. They said, there are so many and so well-equipped English people. So William Wallace saw some of his people going back, and then he took his horse and went to them and told them this. How long do you want to live? How long? By the time you are old and about to die in your bed, you will tell yourself, oh, how I wish I would have fought at that battlefield. What he's trying to tell people is, you might be afraid, but you can still die anyway in the present Nigeria. Yes, and you can say, oh, no, I am a smart person. I avoid being active. I don't want to be active. I want to live 150 years. But you can pass anywhere and someone will scatter your face, you know, and you're gone. So being active does not mean that you're putting yourself into danger. You're actually saving yourself and saving your next generation. And again, to the Scottish people, you can imagine that a rich society like the Scottish society that has light, water, electricity, heating, and everything the Western world has to offer is still asking for independence. They have everything the Western world, the Western civilization has to offer, and they're still asking for independence. But you either if you're from the East or from the South, you don't have nothing. You don't have anything, no light, no flowing water, nothing. And you are still there and saying, it will be better one day. I just want to say this to encourage people to really get out and do something, because I think we have all had enough, and a director for coming to Vienna should be an encouragement. It has really inspired me also, and I have seen things different, but I'm seeing them more clear and more different now that he's here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. Miranya is back with us, please. Engineer, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Confirm you can hear the director.
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
All right. So I was kind of referring to that article of I am still, pursuing this, They told us that we can get up to 2,000 tweets on the Facebook. It's going to generate a lot of attention.
Engineer, your line is a bit digital. Your line is a bit digital.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's better now. Then it cuts out, it comes and it goes. Are you saying that we are not getting enough people visiting the website to go and like it? Is that what you're saying?
Just 728. Power 3, 728. What?
728. And we need this thing to make 2,000. Is that correct?
Yes, 2,000, and we can make it in 10 minutes, because we have a lot of people people who are in our Arabia website. I don't know what is, I mean, Facebook, I don't know what is going on. It's just one man, one young man in Jakarta, Indonesia, called the governor, Chiedozie. He's the only one that's been, you know, working on this. Everybody's just docile.
No, that is not the way it is. It is for the simple reason that they have to do two things at the same time. You know what our people are like. I mean, it's one thing at a time. To ask them to go to an article, after reading it, then click on another link to take them to another page to like it is too much for them. It's too much for them. That's why, but we shall try and see what we can do. What we need to do is to have this article pinned on Radio
Biafra. It's not pinned. That's the second thing I wanted to say, Director.
I want you to, can you contact Carol Monday, contact any of the admin, get them to pin this very article up on Radio Biafra London and also to place it on all formal forums of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. They should pin them there, and people should be encouraged to go there, to go and read that very article. Click on the link, go there and like it. It will be done. Please speak to Carol Monday. Get her to pin this very article where it should be, OHMFO. Get any of them to pin these articles across the board, everywhere. Have it circulated across every forum housing the indigenous people of Biafra. We'll get this thing done within 5 minutes. Not 10 minutes. How can it be 10 minutes? For only 2,000. What is 2,000? Okay, please speak to HMFO or to Carol Monday to be pinned immediately. I'm asking them to pin it right now, straight away. Thank you very much. And God bless
you. Director.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, do we have anybody else? I know somebody was raising their hand over there. Please come forward. No, you will come. You're part of us. Let us take from those who are coming for the very first time. This is Radio Biafra. We also welcome your questions, if you may. If you have questions to put across, you go ahead and do so.
It's fine. Well, my name, like I said before, my name is Ndubisi Anakwe. It's all about Biafra. And this Biafra we are talking about is a great, will be a great nation that will lead Africa to a success. Because when you check around this continent called Africa, it's like nobody is civilized like Biafrans. We are civilized. We are industrial. We manufacture. We don't loot money like the others. Rather, we bury the money in Biafra to manufacture and to employ. This is why I say that the Biafras, if we can stand up and fight for this Biafra, believe me, in future, we will be a great nation in Africa and the light of Africa, of the old Africans. And the second, we are tired of the Nigerian leaders who call themselves a leader, but they are cowards. How can a coward call himself a leader? Where in the nation a leader will be campaigning of a light, electricity, a leader will be campaigning of building roads, schools, hospitals. In Nigeria, somebody will loot a million outside, and a poor people in Nigeria will be dying of a sickness of that 250 naira can cure. Will be died for this sickness. Why somebody loot their money out and bring it over here to Europe to dump it, and a third man will go to bank and loan this money, and will put a factory and will employ you, maybe cleaning or our version, like they used to call it here. Anyhow, so we are tired about all this rubbish. We have already seen that the leaders of Nigeria, they are not saying the truth. Or they are there to loot money. They don't even care about the situation. Or they don't even care about what is going on there. They don't even care about if people can live without electricity. They don't even care about nothing. Then they came over here to Europe to see the better world of Europe. And they go over there and they hidden their heart. That shows us that these people, we are not one again. Because they are showing us that do what you have to do. That we are the gangster, but this time the gangster have failed. We will show them that there's another gangster in Nigeria lying silent. This time our gangster is already established. We the world have to know what we are fighting for. That we are fighting for peace and progress of Biafra. We are tired of being seeking asylum over here in Europe, asking for our daily bread.
as if we are daily bread. So, Chairman, I thank you. I thank your director for a good effort which we have been putting to make this Biafra progress. They have one tree have fallen and another tree have stand, another tree is still standing. So before this week, before we will see. And by the grace of God, believe me, I believe this time God is with us. If we come together and use one mind, God is with us, and I believe that God will grant us every our heart desire. So, Director, thank you once more, and may God guide you and protect you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Amen and amen. Before we go any further, we are now lurching from the ridiculous to the outright hopeless. That's the breaking news. They will not give you anywhere else except on Radio Biafra. Because here we preach the truth. We are here to expose the folly and the foolishness of these people. Nigeria is seeking a loan to fight Boko Haram. People are laughing. This is a country that stole $48.9 billion. They are now going to go to the same people that they gave the money to go and borrow $1 billion from them. Of their own money. When we talk about black people from Africa, most of you don't understand. Most of you fail to grasp what we are saying. And by you keeping quiet and not criticizing yourself, you are complicit in the mess happening in Africa. We always feel sorry for ourselves. Even our stupidity. We try to cover it up by saying, oh, don't say. We are not human beings. God knows we are not. Nigeria is going to borrow $1 billion to go and fight Boko Haram. Have you heard of such rubbish before? Lord, have mercy. I don't want to speak against the spirit. I don't want you to be upset with me. I would have said something. Black people from Africa. Black people. I'll read the news so you hear it. This happened in Abuja. It's not hidden. It's out in the open. I don't know. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan on Wednesday sought approval from Parliament to borrow up to $1 billion abroad to help the armed forces to tackle the security threat posed by the Islamic insurgent group Boko Haram. Jonathan, facing intense criticism at home and overseas for his government's failure to curb a spreading campaign of violence by the Islamic militants, made the request in a letter read to the Nigerian Senate and House of Representatives. Can you believe that? They read this letter to the Senate and to the House of Representatives. Jonathan wrote a letter saying, I need your permission to go and borrow money. I don't want to get, please, who has something to say? Jesus Christ. I can't understand. Are these human beings? Huh? Are you sure we're okay in this OG? Are we well at all? Are black people from Africa, are we well? Are you sure we are normal? Are we okay? Chukwu Abiyama, please have mercy. We beg you to have mercy upon us. We are not all this daft, please. You steal $48.9 billion. You give it to Swiss bankers. You bring it to Europe and to America. You go back to the same bank to go and borrow the money. Hi. Oh, my dear Lord. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I will start by... I'm respecting the presence of my honorable director. Good evening, director.
Good evening. Yeah. Thank you.
And good evening, everybody here. I think most of you know me already. My name is... That's okay. I will introduce myself in case if you don't know me. My name is Ikechukwu Mwachi. And I'm very happy to be here today. And I can tell you that I'm one of the people who are very proud to be
a Biafra, to be Biafra and a son of Igbo land. I'm very happy for this, and I'm happy for this things, Biafra issues that we never let Biafra to die off, or let Biafra to be forgotten. You know, we are great people, as we can remember. We can remember the fight of our forefathers as great people. You know, I can always remember Biafra as, I mean, refer Biafra to be as the people of Israel. We are the people, like the people of Israel, and we have people who can build. Actually, we are known as builders. If we can recognize ourselves again. The Igbo people come to Nigeria. We are the people who built almost every other part of Nigeria. We built the northern nation in Nigeria. We built the western land in Nigeria. Everywhere you see an Igbo man, you must see a significant of differences. Anywhere you see an Igbo man. So I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of our people. And I'm really, to tomorrow, to my death, proud to be an Igbo man. And I can tell you guys that we will achieve this fight of our land, restoring our land, Biafra. If we can realize where we are, and realize that even a giant can even make mistake. A giant can make mistake, and mistake can always occur. And it only needs us to always know how to correct a mistake, because nobody is above mistake. If mistake, we talk about mistake, we must make mistake. But the most important thing is, do we realize when we make mistake and know how to correct it? Most of our leaders have made mistake, and most of our leaders have really fought with their blood, with their strength, to make sure that the young Igbo kid will live comfortable and will have respect among other races in the world. So first of all I want to say that we the Biafra, to achieve our land as a Biafra land, we have to use a strategy. First of all, to find a strategy, we have to respect our leaders. First we respect our leaders, and then we learn how to respect ourselves. Because by the time we start to respect our leaders, the people who are ahead of us, this is the time I think that we start to get together as one. Most of us, wait, I'm coming, I want to bring up an issue. The fact is this, I'm happy to have this chance to talk a little bit, my mind about Biafra.
Go ahead,
Biafra,
go ahead,
please.
Of course, go ahead.
Yeah. Please, I think we need a strategy. A strategy like, for example, I will use an example. The people of Israel, if we try to study about their own history and about their own generation, before that land Israel is established today, there are a lot of fight. A lot of wise men, a lot of strong men, a lot of even weak men have fought together to establish that land, to be what it is today. So I think for us to fight to establish our land, we should assume ourselves as people of Israel. We are surrounded by enemies. Asna ondi gbaragburuburu na-eche onwe anche mgbe niile. Ile anya kwefuna, we have a lot of enemies around us. The Hausans, the Yorubans. These people wouldn't let you breathe, because they know, they believe that you have something which is better than them. And because of that, if they find you ahead of them, they never want to be under you. So the fact is this, and if we look around, we find that most of the problem, most of the suffering we are going through, the people or the different races in Nigeria is going through, the people who are suffering it most is the Igbo people. It's us, because we forget who we are. We forget the foundation of our fight. This foundation is that we have to go back to the root. All of us, all hands on deck. Everybody want to be a businessman. Everybody want to travel, get all that money. And at the end of the day, you don't really think about what reasonable thing am I going to do with this money for the benefit of the children coming up in Biafra. Look, if you want and wait Nigerian government to come and say, oh, Biafra people, we know that you people have been suffering. Okay, now we remember you people, we want to help you people, we want to do this for you or that. No. The people of Israel today, they put hands together to build their land. Sometimes they will put money together, people in Europe, everywhere they are, they contribute money together if they have one aim. They put money together, they give it to the leader because they have one aim and they achieve one aim. I can tell you that for us to build Biafra, we should start from the root by building ourselves personally, by family, by community, and Biafra is coming. By equipping our children who is coming up, who are coming up. Some of them don't have chances of going studying or going through education system. Because some of them have been distracted by family members who are their role models to follow money first, which is not the basic issue to build a child. So I think that for us, my own issue is that we should always kind of take Biafra already as a sovereign state, even though we are still with Nigerian people. If we can do that, respect our leader like he is here, say our opinion intelligently, not like everybody coming up saying this, saying that, say something that is very reasonable that can benefit me or you or the children coming behind us. Like, we could say, okay, now we have a leader. We trust our leader. We make our land by ourselves. We have budget for the land of Biafra, even though Nigerian people are creating budgets. But we know that the budgets are not effective on Igbo land, in Igbo land. So we could say, build our land. Okay, we say every year we want to help to achieve education system in Biafra. But how can we do it? So that the young ones can be able to go to school. And I will say, okay, every grown-up member of Biafra could donate maybe 100 naira or 200 naira. Can you tell me if all men of Biafra put 200 naira together, if we cannot establish a good education system for the young ones? The most important thing is that we trust our leaders, and when we trust our leaders, and we believe that they can lead us good, and they can establish our aims, I think we can do that. Yes, we can. So let's do it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And I also have an announcement to make. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much for points well taken. Is that our dear brother, Obioma Ebere, who is in Sweden, is actually my diary secretary. And we'll keep in touch and we'll maintain contact with every coordinator, every continental rep where I am visiting, very, very important. I am making this announcement that all may know that Obioma Ebere, who is our brother in Sweden, is my diary secretary. Very, very important position. I must make the announcement so that when he's speaking to you, you know that he's doing so on my authority regarding my itinerary and my travels. Please, that's an announcement I have to make. And we have not forgotten, I also thank him as well, for sending me this reminder. Jonathan is asking to borrow $1 billion. But we know that not too long ago, Switzerland returned $1.7 billion of Abacha's loot. Is that correct? Did you hear about it? Jonathan can use that money, can't he? So where is that money? They've shared that one already. They use it to build roads. Where? My goodness me. That is madness. The combined money looted by Hausa people returned exceeds 3 billion. Where is the money? I ask. Unbelievable. Do we have a caller on the line on Skype? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Your voice is too low. Can you hear me?
Hello?
No, your voice is too low. The caller on Skype, can you hear me on the coordinator's line? No? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Director.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director, for giving me this opportunity. I've been calling, and I didn't actually want to call, because I know that a lot of Biafrans all over the world want to call in. But since yesterday, I've been dealing with this issue, within me that I wanted to share with you. And I really thank you for giving me that opportunity to talk to people of Biafra all over the world. Director, I must continue to thank you for your resilience, your credence, your patience, your tolerance, and your relentlessness. So I will thank you for all the things that you are doing for all Biafrans. I am getting short of words because sometimes when I come here and I want to say something, things start flowing in my mind. I kind of lose my track. But anyway, saying, going with the latest news about borrowing money, of course, I want you, my brother director, not to be discouraged with that. Don't even worry about that because they are now, beating around to scramble some more money before that country is completely destroyed. There's no accountability. There's nothing. They have cooked up again. They want to get some money and share in the name of getting money to fight for Boko Haram. But one thing I do want to ask Jonathan is all this boasting about your army and what you have and everything, where is it? Now you are trying to get some money for the army. I can understand that. Please, director, don't even worry about that because they know that Nigeria is over. So now they're trying to be able to get some more money to share before they run out. That takes me to the next thing that I wanted to say since yesterday because I was panicked to call back again yesterday owing to the discussion you had yesterday to one of our brothers down there. I heard him speak very well. He seemed very knowledgeable. But I do want to let you know, director, or Biafrans all over the world, that whenever you speak on this radio, you should be able to understand there are also Biafrans all over the world who are listening to you. But what I want to say in that regard is that in the scriptures, we know how the scribes are always coming to Christ. They endure that according to the Igbo Bible. They always come to him and they will tell him, "Oh, you is a good teacher. We know you do this, this and that." And then they will sneak in their question. And their questions are usually meant to distract. Okay, their questions is not in line with what Jesus is trying to teach. And it's always amazing the way Lord Jesus Christ will respond to those questions. And if you also can see, most people that wanted redemption, most people that wanted a change, they always come to Jesus and ask, "What can we do?" Instead of praising Jesus and then coming to ask him some questions, either about the resurrection or asking questions about who owns the wife or what else. I just want to let you know, the director, that we have a lot of scribes amongst us. There are lots of scribes amongst us, and they are coming in different forms. Because these people are not dumb. They are knowledgeable, but some of their questions at the end of everything throws me off. And I just want to make sure that I get this message across. Please, if you do not like what we are doing, if you want to be a Nigerian, if you want to remain in that entity, please stay away from what we're doing. And director cannot announce it enough that what we are right now in stage two. Stop dragging us back, because the thing is, the stage two is two options. It's either you put your physical body or you put money. Physical body or money, there's no question. We're not looking for personal advisors right now. When we get Biafra, yes, you will have opportunity for those positions. But right now is simple instructions. Again, I will remind us that the mother of Jesus told them, whatever he asks of you, if you want this miracle to happen, you have to be able to take simple instruction. And that simple instruction right now is either you give us your physical body or you give us money. You give us money. Two things. Please, I'm sounding this because a lot of times we are very good in speaking, but when it comes to doing the right thing, then we'll begin to give excuses. But anyway, this is the way I feel. And I think that a lot of Biafrans also feel the same way. I also want to use this privilege before I go to thank the brothers over there with you for hosting you in Vienna. And I can see, I can tell from what I'm hearing from them that a lot of them are true Biafrans. And I just want to say thank you to them. And the director, thank you so much. Again, thank you. I can't thank you enough. Thank May you. God Almighty, the Chukwu Abiyama, continue to keep and save you. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much and well spoken. Thank you. That's our brother, that's our coordinator in Los Angeles, Obidi Obienu, my very good friend. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. They say they have been waiting. I wonder if you can hear me. No. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? They cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Kelechukwu Emedio. I'm calling from Vienna, Austria.
Please go ahead.
Am I speaking with the director?
Yes, you are, and to the whole world for that matter, because we are live on air.
Okay. I'm really grateful to be hearing the voice of the director, but I'm also a bit disappointed that I'm not there and that I have not fully joined the struggle. But I'm also pleased that I was opportunity to be part of the 30th of May to remember our fallen heroes. But what I want to ask is, since according to Director, that our land is a holy land, and the Biafra land has been living in peace and humanity before the coming of the Europeans who destroyed our way of life. So my question is, why are we not using our culture, our ordinal, which is our holy book, as a reference, rather than the Bible, which was used to destroy our way of life?
You are talking about the New Testament that was used to destroy your way of life. We have made significant contributions to the holy book itself, and there are some things I wish to educate our people upon this very evening. There are some very significant and deep cultural similarities with the way we do things and what is contained in the Bible. I mean the Old Testament, not the New, not the one they wrote. The proper Word of God. Where we come from, these things are contained in the Bible. And some of them, we can all bear testimony to them. We can bear witness to them. I'll read it for you, so you will see if you don't practice this thing where you come from or not. These things are contained in the Bible. For those people questioning if what is contained in the Old Testament is relevant, I want to tell you why we fell for Christianity. It's because of the Old Testament, not the new one. They attached the New Testament to the old one, confusing everybody in the process. One says don't eat unclean animals. The other one says you can eat anything, including scorpions and snakes. It is better sometimes when you debate or exchange, you argue with facts. These are the facts here. And I'll read it to you. These are Hebraic traditions that we practice. Somebody must tell me if, I don't know. Before you share any common custom with somebody, you must be related to them or have lived with them. Isn't it? So how come we don't share any of these things with Yoruba or Hausa people? But let me go and read it out first of all for you. We don't eat animals that meet the biblical clean requirements, as well as the complete draining of blood from the animal, as well as other laws concerning kosher. You know, the Jews, they have kosher meat, yes? You know what is kosher? What is it? There's a way to kill animal. You kill it and drain the blood. My grand aunt is called Dambafo from Omajata, you know, local. We used to go there. There was a goat in those days that I think somebody gave my father a goat, and my father didn't want to keep it. So my father gave it to his aunt, which is my grand aunt, the senior sister to my grandmother, Dambafo. I remember these things very clearly. This particular goat, I don't know what it was doing. It ate something it shouldn't have eaten. The goat was dying. This woman, of course she's in heaven. This woman carried this goat on her head from Omaha to Olokoro. No transport, you know what these people are like. And walked from Omaha to Olokoro, came from Misikot in Old Omaha, and walked to my village. And that particular goat was slaughtered. You had to kill the animal before it stops breathing. Is that correct or not? In our tradition, we don't eat any animal that is dead. The animal must be alive, and then we slaughter it for us to be able to eat it. Exactly what the biblical Jews did. The same thing. They don't eat any animal without knife going to the throat. Nothing. But my brother, stay where you are. I'm coming to you in a second. We're explaining something here. You raise a very good point, and I love it. In China, they pluck the body of the chicken. They put it in boiling water like that. They don't cut the throat. They don't cut the throat. You know? Do you know that? They boil it straight away now. That is what we do. I want you to do an experiment. I want you, when you go back home, or tell anybody back home to go and buy meat, to go to your village and say to your grandma or to your grandpa that this animal was not slaughtered, that we used something to hit on the head of it. Even when we are small, pursuing ewi, even if you hit the ewi and it falls, before it stops breathing, you must. Is that correct? To drain the blood is in the Bible. It's here. In the book of Leviticus. It's in the Bible. We continue. We have the concept of what is clean and unclean. Nobody eats without, first of all, washing their hands. Is that correct? Do we do animal sacrifice or not? Do we believe in a supreme, all-powerful deity called Chukwu above everything else? Do we circumcise our men on the eighth day? Do we give names that bear God in it? Do we separate women who are on their period or not? Let me see if you grew up in the village. It's called Inonambwe. They don't cook, do they? We have the annulment of death. Do you see all these things you say, Namuku, Anamawa, Awa boy? You don't listen to the Bible. Don't you know that? To come to your village and take somebody to put in your shade at Idumota, you don't listen to the Bible. And after that, you do a whole lot. You don't listen to the Bible? Do we bury our dead people facing east or not? Let me see if you know. The head is always going outside. Chiwokugenolama, that is what it's called. Do we have a 7-day period of mourning when somebody dies, a woman mourning? You sit on a low suit. Do they shave your head or not? Exactly Jewish. If you go to Israel today, they're doing it till today. Where is it again? Do we allow our people to be buried abroad? Do you remember that Joseph said his bones must be dug up and taken back to Israel? Do you want more evidence? I argue with facts and figures and evidence. I don't do that. My brother, are you still there?
Hello?
Are you still there?
Yes. What I want to mean is I understood all this, and that's why I was calling. But I was thinking, I was even posting something on my Facebook because it's true, because I am a devoted Christian, but there was a time I used to be offended because of your gospel. But after
when you say that we have to reason and challenge our thinking, I went and studied and reasoned about all this issue of religion. Then I begin to go through our ordinala. Then what I was thinking, why don't we set up our own religion that will be named Biafralism, and then we create our own holy book, this which we call Holy Book of Ordinala.
But what do we do here? Don't you hear when we say that Biafra is our religion? We
yes,
say it now.
I understood.
Exactly. We are we are very, very serious. We can argue that with anybody. Somebody have said to me that that I'm not a theologian to start a new way of thinking for Biafra. I said because I'm not a white man. Yes, now that's the difference now. Will not. If I'm a white man, if anything I tell you, you will do. But because I'm a monkey like every other person. So nobody really, you know, what can a monkey tell me to do? You're not white. That's the way it is now, isn't it?
You know the reason why the Jews survived, because even when they were in the exile, they still kept their religion, because religion is a kind of culture.
Of course now.
So that's why we need to declare our religion, call it Biafralism.
It is Biafra.
And our Ordinala, we try to bring it up and produce a book that we call the Holy Book of Ordinala, so that even our children here in abroad, they can continue to learn it. Please, every Saturday, we can reserve 1 hour, 40 minutes to study this, our religion, because it will bring us closer to home. That's why when you see that all these people that are fighting about their home in Arab country, even when they are born here, they are going back there to fight, because through that their literature, that their book, that make them to believe in their land. So I think we should
we'll do so.
Develop it.
Yes, once we get Biafra, we'll do so.
I will try this month to join up the... join up the movement, so that I can also bring my own intuition.
But what happened to you? Are here in Vienna, is that correct? Or which part of Austria are you in? You're in Vienna?
I'm in Vienna. I was just coming back from work now. I'm still on the way.
Okay.
So I'm really, really disappointed that I didn't make it. I don't know if you will be... today is the final day, or you also be tomorrow?
Final day is today. Tomorrow we will be in Prague. We shall preach from Prague tomorrow. Yes.
But with this number, I can get the coordinate anytime if I call.
Of course you will. Yes, because we leave this number here.
So,
yes, you can.
Okay, I want to thank you once more, because your voice has really motivated me to go into to know who I am and to make me to do a lot of research. Because I never challenged myself to read the story of Christianity, but because of your wisdom, I was able to challenge myself and went into studies. Then I knew the truth. I even knew that we, the Igbo people, we all this circumcision, we have been doing it before the Jews.
We are older than them now. Don't they know it?
So, because...
are they disputing it?
Indiche, through the Igbo route of trading that they would teach them in Mecca, in Medina. So, we are the holy people. I believe in your word.
Of course, thank you very much.
It's gospel. I'll be part of the movement.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Another person who did their research and became converted... We have a caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra on Coordinator's Line. Can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Go ahead. Your name and where you are.
My name is Chinedum Nanauba. I'm from Mbitoli Local Government, Imo State, Biafra Land. By the grace of God, the General Secretary of the Indigenous People of Biafra in Russia.
Thank you.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead.
I greet all Biafrans in the hall with you there in Austria and Vienna. We salute you all for your hospitality to our director. Please, I just want to quickly make an announcement for our general meeting that is coming up on Saturday in our usual venue, Metro Testishiki, Cafe Baraban, time 4:30 p.m. Moscow time. Please be punctual. Major items on the agenda shall include our preparation for our director's visit and strategizing on how to evangelize other parts of Russia. Please, if you are listening from outside Moscow, I'm delighted to inform you that our coordinator will be visiting you people, those listening from St. Petersburg, listening from the city of Palm, Krasnodar. Our coordinator, Charles, will be coming to you. We are making arrangements for that. Please come with your friends and families on Saturday to the meeting. Director, I want to quickly comment. For those who are coming for the first time, please, you may call the following lines. +7926-773-4991. And my number +7926 866-6124. Director, I want to send on behalf of the indigenous people of Biafra in Russia our heartfelt condolence to our PRO who is in Biafra land. He lost his both parents 2 months ago. He is in Biafra land now. Chima, wherever you are, we are with you. Our prayers are with you. Our condolences to you and your family. I also want to add that please, Biafrans all over the world, please, please, and please, when you call Radio Biafra, don't address our director as Nnamdi Kanu. I mean, it's high time we respect our leader. It's very, very important. I see people call Nnamdi. Please, it's not good. Let us show other people that are listening example. This young man has been traveling all over the world to sensitize our people so that we will know that the restoration of Biafra is paramount in everything we are doing right now. Biafra is greater than life itself. So through Biafra, we must all join hands together to support him and respect him. It's very important. This high time we have simple respect for authority. Thank you, and God bless Biafra. Thank you very much, Daddy.
Thank you much, and God bless you too. Do we have anybody else here? Do we have anybody that wishes to speak? Please, you go ahead and do so. Who wants to speak? Can you come forward, please? Can you come forward? Has he spoken before? No, please. We need new people, please. If you have not spoken and you have something to say, you come forward and do so, please. You come forward and speak. Very, very important. Or else we go to the line.
For Biafra in all part of the world. My name is Mr. Ikechukwu Onuora from Awka in Awka South local government in Biafra land. Well, I don't have any more thing to say or contribute, but just candid advice to all people of Biafra. To actualize Biafra is not with mouth, because I can hear many people talking, yes, where reform or where polish candid words, but it's not with lips that we could able to achieve this struggle. Blah, blah, blah cannot help us much in this struggle. Only each and every one of us contribution that we push this struggle forward. It doesn't matter whatever you give. You can give your talent. You can give cash. You can even contribute talent, science and technology for the well-being of all Biafra and the entire human race. According to one white man, I think Harold Smith, he said that when he came to the Biafra land, when he came to eastern part of Nigeria, let me just use it this way, I want to put exactly. He said that he found technology. He found human resources. He found many things good. But when he went to that, that is like sheepishly. That is to say, that technology, which we have been saying, is in time immemorial in Biafra land. So, why should it be in our time that we shall drop liver? Why should it be in our time that we cannot push this struggle forward? Please, please, my brothers and sisters, all our listeners in all parts of the world, let us not forget that this struggle is for our generation, our children, born and yet to born. We should from our heart contribute. Whatever we have, it doesn't mean that everybody must contribute cash. You can even give your talent. Technology-wise or science. With all these things, I believe that we can do wonders that the world will be marvelous of. Thank you, Director. I think today is your last day in Vienna. As I said before, I'm former coordinator, and I warmly welcome you. And I still hope that you still visit us. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I believe that we have a caller on Skype. Is that correct?
Yes, Director.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Samuel Onanyewu from Dakar, Senegal.
Go ahead.
I came from
Hello? We've lost him. Maybe it's a sign for us to bring our proceedings to an end, and we must do so because the time is almost upon us. And my dear brother, our former coordinator, I thank you very much. Your magnanimity is worthy of emulation. The way you continue to serve your country goes to show that your kind of person is the type of people that we're looking for. I commend you, and you will continue to serve your country, and I'm sure in no distant time we shall have use of your talent somewhere else within this wider body worldwide. Thank you very much. I must commend you. Thank you very much. Who else has something to say, please? Who else? If you have not said anything before, please. Yeah, okay, go ahead, go ahead.
Thank you, my honorable director, please. I just want to ask one more request to you, from you before I go. Yeah, actually, I've not been participating with this network connection and connecting with each other. But I just want to give my request because, like, I remembered what one of us here said before he left, Obidibo. He said that if we look around and if we are not careful, that our race, the Igbo race, may in 50 years extinct. And what I can say is that my director that I'm discovering and I'm finding out about our land is that our language is already extinct. This is what I can say. And I want to help you with your power of your leadership to help to also try to restore our language. Like most of the children, the kids, Igbo kids now cannot even speak Igbo. Very good. Those ones born here, most of them don't even can speak. Some of them hardly understand Igbo. So please, my honorable director, I want you to use the power of your leadership to maybe establish that with this network connection with each other, that maybe once in a day or maybe every hour, we can use Igbo to talk to each other while we are connecting each other so that we can always respect our language and always try to welcome our language, that the young ones will also know that we also respect our language. Please, this is my request. I will be happy that we can speak our language. Maybe one hour in one day during the conversation on the net. I mean, that will make me so happy that we recognize always our language. Thank you, my honorable.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We shall do so. We shall remember our language. If you have not spoken before, you need to speak. Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Director.
Good evening.
Mr. Nnamdi Kanu.
Kanu, that's correct. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Happy to see you.
My pleasure as well, sir.
I'm Solomon from Udo in Ezinihitembise, in the defunct state, Biafra. I was here yesterday when I had the, when I got the news that a kind of ceremony or something about Nigeria is going, about Biafra is going on. So I decided to pump in to know the extent and what is actually happening. So today is my second day. I decided not to talk yesterday because I really want to know what it is all about. Good. And today, since that yesterday and today, I've come to a reasonable view of it. So, well, you see, for some of us who witnessed the war in one way or the other, it was a horrible situation. From the little we knew, though we were young, it was a horrible situation. A situation we will never dream again, or will not like to see himself into again. And that situation caused or reminds us that there is need to be free. There is need to think again, to rethink. It was a horrible situation, I must tell you. From what I got from you, your town and mine is closed. Maybe you must have heard of the incident in Umuawa Udo Bridge. Yes. Good. So it was a horrible. You said the war ended there. I still remember the war ended there. The Biafran war ended there. Millions on top of sea. You are aware of it? Good. So, and before the blow of that bridge, I was with my mates in that same river. We went there to bath, in spite of what was going on, because we were kids there, kind of. So, until we left, then the next day the bridge was blown off. Good. What I'm saying is that there is nothing wrong in agitating for independence or struggle to be free. Nothing wrong. I pray and hope that this move will get us to the promised land. So, because if I keep on repeating, if I think back what people went through then, I mean, I will even wake up one day, carry gun myself and start fighting it alone, if it is possible. But then, I thank God, people went home, people sat back and thought over it. Now something is a kind of manifesting. I wish you luck and more energy. So, and again, I won't waste your time. My advice is this. Struggling for this is good. And it's not easy. It takes a stud to achieve it. It takes life. A lot of inconveniences. Destruction. Everything. Though depending on how it is followed. So what I'm saying is that this issue has to be well planned and be on the well direction, so that we won't fall back again. Because if we fall back to what we had before, I mean, it is blood, according to Germans. So we have to think, we have to plan it well, we have to support it, we have to make sure we got what we are looking for. Because it's not easy, but with hope, I mean with struggle, dedication, and hard work, we can come through. But then, let me advise again. Try as much as you can not to radicalize the issue. Yeah, we have dialogue. We have peaceful demonstration and all whatnot. These are the ingredients. Key to this movement. So we will advise each and every one of us, or the director himself, who is in the forefront. He knows the mathematics. He knows what I'm talking about. And again, please, if you are serious, be serious. If you are working with him, if we are working with him, we'll work with him. Not to fall back. so that in the end, none of us will be blamed or none of us will suffer because others failed. Please, I am encouraging you to fight it, to continue with what you are doing. We will support, and we are in support, as long as it is well planned and done the right way, these things are done. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Please, very, very high insight because we have run over time. 1 minute each, please. 1 minute per person. 1 minute only. Summarize what you want to say. 1 minute, please, if you can. 1 minute. Go ahead, please. Very briefly.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I didn't know there's something going on tonight. I just had it, you know, and I tried to stop all what I'm doing to represent tonight. And it's so grateful that I had it, and everything was good. And what is it possible to ask an equation?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, because we're doing this here. It's also good, but at the same time, I mean, I will be advised. Okay, my name, first of all, my name is Oliver Maduka. I'm from Nigeria, Aibo, for the meantime. I'm from Anambra State, east side, Nnewi side. So, and I'm living here in Nostra. And I like everything that everybody is contributing, this opinion, you know, advising. Even if you don't have money, you can say something that, you know, encourage others. That's interesting in there. I left everything I'm doing to make sure I'm here tonight, you know. And I just want to bring 2 words to us, because we are all in the Western, you know. I could have said, as we're doing it here, are we doing it back home at the same time? Sorry to ask.
Yes, we are.
And because something of, you know, roots, we start from the roots. You know, I'm part of it. Everybody have anger. Each one of us have anger on them, on me, on to everybody too, you know. So, some people may represent to the end. Some people will just short of time, you don't see them anymore. And we're dealing on to represent to the end. That is the hardcore on it. We don't come to just blah, 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 and you go. And what about the end? And the end, what I'm saying is, I'm talking about the root. Root is, you know, the people back home. You know, we start there, like something like demonstration. From demonstration, we go on the net, everything, like the Westerns, how they do. Solid.
Excuse me. Yeah. I have to cut you short.
Yeah.
Do you know what we did here on the 30th of May?
In Vienna?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't know. This one, I've just had it. He can.
Hold on, please. All these things you're saying, we have gone too far. Way too far. We are at the stage now where we are looking for weapons to go and fight. We have done all of that. Radio Biafra on Facebook is the largest in the world. Do you know that? The largest in the world. Have we not demonstrated everywhere, including at Enugu at home, which I led myself in the public? Is Biafra not mentioned more than Obama right now as we speak? Biafra is everywhere in the world. We are looking for weapons. You will go back and you listen to Radio Biafra. Go to the site, listen to all the previous broadcasts if you can. Download it on your phone and listen. Then you will see how far we have come. All the grounds you mentioned, we have covered them. We are at the stage right now where we want to go and meet our enemies in battle. Thank you very much.
Can I say 1 second, son?
Please, go ahead.
Please, this is what I mean, that we are hanging on the Western. You don't going to solve it, you know. I'm going to represent you back home. We starting back home. It's going to share blood, you know. Sharing blood, that will be the main key. From sharing blood, we'll get the source. From getting the source, we get the end. Then you see Westerns coming. They want to influence you. you know, what you got this. But we, when we come together, we can get talent within Bishop for all we kids who have talent, who can contribute something. I'm sorry that I come late anyway. I'm opening my, I'm very close here. This one is very interesting. I have a nightclub here and very close, so I open it 10 o'clock, but I didn't do it. But I come here tonight to represent the Biafra as you. You know, I told you I'm gonna come, so I'll present. So one love, let me don't take you so far. Eh?
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you too. Thank you very much. We have to, because I'm traveling tomorrow, we have to bring the program to an end. I thank each and every one of you who is here, who has done something for the country. But before I close completely, I will go over to those that made it possible for me to come here to give them only 1 minute, please, 1 minute to round up because we need to close. Go ahead.
Thank you, Daleto. Thank you, Obia France. I'm present here. And I thank Obia France all over the world are listening. I just want to say that freedom, no freedom come, no freedom is free, is for free. And nothing good come easy. So, so long as we need freedom, we need to come out and we need to sacrifice before we can get our freedom. And what one thing we need to have in mind is that we have to take fear away from us. Because with fear, we cannot achieve anything. Fear is only something that can deceive you not to achieve your target. But without fear, and which the letter is always preaching here, that we are fearless before our enemy. If we remove fear, if we can remove fear and come out boldly, believe me, brothers and sisters, we are going to achieve our target, you know. And what again I'm trying to say is, ndeba is ni gwebike. Owo na anyo koma amilo na ogba ofufu. So I just want to tell our people, Biafrans all over the world and Biafrans in Austria, that director is about to go to check tomorrow. And I want to tell some of Biafrans, especially in Austria, that they should come out and join the indigenous pro Biafra family here, because we are in a family and we always have our meeting in 2 weeks' time. Like, we have our meeting now next Saturday. So you should come and join us so that we can make this possible. Because for example, we have some things to contribute. We have £500 to contribute to this struggle every month. And Biafrans in all Austria, not only in Vienna, all the whole Austria. But because we are few, and it's a little bit difficult. But I wish if our people can come out in Benin. I believe this money is a little money for us. It's a little money to contribute. If you come out in mass, and it will be a great thing for you that that you are among the people that fight for your freedom. You are among the people that got your fatherland, because your children will ask you this question one day. What are you going to tell them if you are not among? Because I can still see some old men now. They are not among the people that fight Biafra war, but they are coming and lying to younger ones. Ah, I'm the one that fight. We are this and that, but all is liar. So come now. You have to come now. Join. There's a two things in this Biafra struggle. Either you come out and join the family, either you contribute or you prepare yourself to go home and fight. And with contribution, it's not much when we are many. It will be easy for us to do whatever we are doing. Please, and we have a fund which we need, which we, every Biafrans, have to contribute for this Biafran struggle. We call it, the name is Biafran Restoration Support Fund, which is Biafran Defense Fund. So we need every Biafrans to support. We make it like this. A single man have to pay 350 euro to support for Biafra, and a family man have to pay 450 euro because a man is for 350 and his wife is 100 euros. That is combined by 450, a family man, a single person 350. So, and this thing we have to do, when you pay it, you have your receipt, and your receipt, we have a security code. That receipt you get will be something you are going to present when the Biafra will come, because that receipt is very important. When you pay it, you got your receipt, we will open our account very soon. And we will give you the teller chain to go and pay direct to the bank and bring the receipt for. We give you our receipt with a security code so that it will be your identity in whatever you are going to do in future in Biafran land. So I encourage all Biafrans all over the world and Biafrans in Australia, they should come out and join us in this struggle. And because in Dubai, you go be Ike. All those words that people are saying have a strong meaning. So come out and join us. Everything will be okay. We already seen the sign because we are on the second phase now. So, Director, thank you very much. I thank Chukwu Abiyama for him to bring you in this present time. I thank Chukwu Abiyama. Glory be to Chukwu Abiyama who make it possible. And I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will guide you as you are going back tomorrow as you are going to check tomorrow, you guide you and safely. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are closing. That is the problem because we've run out of time. Unfortunately, I do assure you that when you phone into Radio Biafra, you'll be able to speak. If you can't speak this night, you can always speak on Radio Biafra. If you call any of the studio lines, you'll be able to speak. The same thing applies in real life. If we leave our lines open, I've had to turn the systems off. People will keep calling from now till tomorrow because we are listening to all over the world. So I do apologize for that. And I will come to Austria again. I've enjoyed my stay here. Enjoyed it because I met Biafran people here. I am deeply, deeply encouraged. I am deeply satisfied with what I saw in Austria, and I hope as time goes on, you'll be able to build on the successes we recorded yesterday and today as well. Our problem here is the propagation of this message. You must go out to spread the message. You must go out to tell the people. Ask them to come to their own family meeting. Get them together as one body. Not tomorrow, people will say, oh, nobody told us. Go and tell them what you're doing. Tell them that we're working for Biafra. Tell them that Biafra is going to come. That is why here I thank each and every one of you. I thank all our listeners all over the world. We brought our good wishes to Austria and we are leaving it here because we came here and indeed we saw Biafrans in Austria, which is a very marvelous thing to have. We are proceeding to the Czech Republic tomorrow. We're going to Prague, from where this very gospel will be preached tomorrow. Therefore, wherever you are in the world, our number will also change tomorrow. But regardless of what happens, one thing is consistent. That is the validity of this very word that we preach. That Biafra is our religion. And on this radio, Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God, Chukwu Abiyama, will bless Biafra. I thank all of you in Austria. We thank the entire family of Biafrans all over the world for keeping faith, for continuing relentlessly to do that which is right before man and before God. From here this very evening, we say good night to the whole world, but we declare very fervently that indeed there are Biafrans in Austria. Thank you very much and good night.